The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hi, this is Mix 107.3's Jack Diamond, wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas, a gift from our family to yours, on Washington's Mix 107.3.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Harry in the Bronx. Harry, good morning. You're on WABC.
Good morning, Jack Diamond. I don't think I've heard you since last Christmas time. I don't think I was home.
A few times over the summer and in the fall, but I appreciate you listening and calling today, Harry.
Absolutely. I just want to say that as an EMS worker, as far as taking a smallpox vaccine is concerned, the consensus is that we wouldn't want to take one unless there was reason to, for example, an outbreak or an attack somewhere else in the country that would give us reason to. I would sooner eat a big BM on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Harry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Well, you know, you have your choice, Harry. You could do that or you could get the vaccine.
This is TV's Leah Remini.
Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's home. London.
Hey! And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere it's Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
For your shot at Big Bucks, Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Stop the run.
Woo!
Stop the run.
Wanna get high?
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the run.
Woo!
Stop the run.
Can't
stop the run.
Wanna get high?
Stop the run.
Woo!
Stop the run.
What are you, retarded?
No, it's not retarded.
Times when you have to have fresh breath.
Check out paranoia.
Wah, 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 wah.
Check out paranoia.
Wanna get high?
Check out paranoia.
Wah, 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 wah.
Check out paranoia.
Christmas is not about being with people you like. It's about being with your family.
You magnificent bastard. I salute you.
Ooh. Can we get high?
Wah, 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 wah.
You don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here,
right now.
Christmas party up at the office. Get them out of here. I hate them. I hate them. I hate
to give Rob a nice gift.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi, one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
That gets us from Lisa.
Right.
Okay, good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Are we coming back after the break?
And all the ships at sea. Even better than a raccoon dinner with all the trimming. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday. December 11th.
Right.
Phone number from anywhere, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go.
There it is.
That's close enough for the last show before the break.
Why not?
And we just had a nice Christmas party up in the office.
We did. Yeah. It was lovely.
We did that...
divine.
We did that mass exchange of gifts.
Everybody was very happy with the loot this year. Mm-hmm. Very, very pleased.
Yep. And a special salute to Buzz. For me to Buzz.
Oh,
well, I enjoy everybody's gifts. Sure. Everybody's were wonderful.
You know, I Buzz hit the home run with me this year, too. Did he hit a home run with you?
Well,
my favorite gift is from Buzz. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but that's my favorite gift.
He got me the turducken.
I know what you like. Right.
You know, he got me this thing, the John Madden thing. The turkey and the duck and the what am I missing here? Turkey, duck, and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And, and he renewed my subscription to Mad Magazine for another year.
Yeah!
Isn't that great?
Magazine subscriptions are wonderful gifts. They really are.
That's like a 10-year thing with Buzz.
Right.
Subscribing me to Mad Magazine.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, everybody did very well. And there was, I believe, only one Nazi gift received this year by Rob.
Well. Yeah, and Mike, I think, is trying to cure me. I think there was one in the other direction.
I think it's okay if you share what I got for you.
It was a theme.
The DVD collection that I got for you.
Lovely. It was the movie The Ladies' Man, the first season of Sanford and Son, and the first season of The Jeffersons.
Oh, there you love it. Enjoy your weekend.
I don't have to be the comedy boy.
Hello there, Rabbis.
Hello there.
Hello there, and Ladies' Man.
Enjoy your weekend.
I open the package, and the first thing I see in one-inch letters is, Elizabeth, I'm a-coming.
I am the Ladies' Man.
The dated man.
Kobafi.
Yes, the read.
Well, ice baby. Ice baby. Ice baby.
Yeah, no big whoop
last night. It was, and I guess it continues to be out where I live.
Mm-hmm.
We got a half an inch of ice,
yeah.
And the power is continually going on. And going off, and
that I find almost I'd rather have it go either way, especially when I'm sitting in the office at the computer. You know, I mean the computer. When you get power that shuts off and you've got all those things attached to your computer, it's amazing. It sounds like somebody's like dicing vegetables.
And not to mention, you know, when the security system goes off, you get this like beep,
right?
And then you get another beep when it goes back on, and. Because I have such nutty, crazy fans, we have a gate down at the end of our driveway, one of them electric jobbers, electric gates, and I discovered when the power goes off, it automatically shuts and locks.
Oh, really?
Wow. So I was for a brief time thinking, now what am I going to do? I'm going to have to call somebody and say, you got to come pick me up because I can't get my car out of the driveway because the gate won't open. But then thankfully the power went back on and I was able to get the car down. And my wife's calling me that she's on her way back from Florida. And I guess she didn't know about the ice storm.
Yeah,
I guess
it might be tough for her to get in today.
I think her plane arrived.
No, she's okay.
I didn't think it was okay, but I was actually not talking with her, instant messaging her today. She has that little AOL jobber that you carry in your purse, and she types me a note. We're at the airport in Miami waiting to board, and I write back and I said, things are looking good. The ice storm was not as bad as anticipated, and she writes back, F you, thanks for flipping me out.
Oh.
Like they're not going to tell her? Like she's not going to find out when she gets to the plane in Miami? They're not going to say, incidentally, there's a there's an ice storm up and down the East Coast, and your flight might be delayed.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you were trying to flip her out.
No.
She thought you were messing with her.
No, absolutely not.
And I saw a guy from the power company and wanted to say thank you. Didn't get his name, but I have this little back road where my house is, and there was a power line down across the street, and I pulled in, and his truck was in the middle of the road. And the guy was, like, working on a power line, and he jogged to his truck to move it out of the way. And I'm like, wow. There's a guy busting his ass out there, you know, in the electricity.
Others.
And, others. I mean, pretty decent move, you know, and I appreciate it. It and I wish I'd gotten his name because he was a good guy. And then he went back to hauling up probably one of 700 ice-covered power lines that he's going to have to be dealing with. And that's dangerous work.
Yeah, really. Generally speaking, the roads are in pretty decent shape.
Right.
Did a pretty good job of getting all the, at least here in the D.C. metro area. I think the ice freezing rain line goes all the way up 95 up by Baltimore and up,
right.
by Philly.
Those guys are the unsung heroes, I think, a lot of times when we get to any kind of situation like this. The ice storms, whenever there's a bad, you know, tornadoes come through or thunderstorms, those guys don't get enough credit because you see them all over. And that is nasty, nasty, tough work, and I appreciate those guys.
And we're certainly not going to devote a lot of time to this today, but... still no press release.
Huh.
But that's neither here nor there.
Interesting.
Suffice it to say, I was flipped out enough today by the fact that we signed our contract last Friday, and it's now Wednesday, and the company's not put out a press release. I called our agent to make sure that we have a valid deal, and then I put in a call to the president of the company.
Yeah.
And just made sure that,
very,
you know,
polite conversation you have with him.
That they weren't pulling a fast one on us.
You know, normally I'm often one up in our office. We've got the two phones sitting there, and I'm, you know, occasionally I'll just jump on the line to, you know, add my two cents. And the way that conversation went, it's not that it wasn't cordial, but I just didn't feel it appropriate to jump in there. It was kind of like, yes, thank you.
Yeah. No, I was like, I'm hi. You know,
hi.
I said hi, and he says hi. He says, congratulations.
Yeah,
and,
well.
And at that point, I didn't really feel the need to bust his balls.
Hey, where's our press release?
About the fact that the press release wasn't out, because what I was really looking for was just some assurance that, in fact, we had the job.
Amen. And really, what hasn't he done for you?
Well, Buzz.
Wasn't that president?
It was a different president.
Oh.
But it,
one of the many presidents.
But it's a president who could equally have his picture up on the wall next to what haven't I done
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, with the new Viacom,
right.
CBS, Infinity thing, there's... it used to be so much easier when we lived in the world known as Melville. But it was just one guy,
when
one
the company
phone
was
call,
just a wee bit smaller.
A couple of stations, no big deal. Hello, Don, my show. Hello?
Hello, is your power line down?
Hello? I think I got this jobber working right. Hello, Don and Mike.
It's working.
Yeah, there you go. Hi.
Enjoy your Johnny Carson-style vacations.
We will. Oh, and listen, enough with the ball busting about this. I'm reading some faxes back there today. You know, oh, you bastard, you're taking off for 3 weeks. Well, first off... We're honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not lying to you and saying, hey, see you tomorrow. You know, and then we're going.
Yeah, which, I mean, really, in many cases is the industry standard. When people run best of shows, they say, we'll be back with more tomorrow, and then they just don't mention it.
Yeah, I mean, we tell you guys up front that we're going to be taking an elongated vacation. I mean, as I mentioned the other day, I've been working in this business for 30 years.
Right.
And it's the only 3 weeks of the year where there are no ratings.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we get such a long vacation. And if it makes any of you bastards who keep writing us these faxes feel any better, when we get back on January 2nd, between January and the end of June, we get 1 week of vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you, Doug.
We'll work almost six consecutive months.
Yeah.
So let us have our time off, and F you.
Absolutely.
Now, you're not including company holidays, though.
Oh, that's right. Of course, Mike. No, not including company holidays.
Well, there will be a few three-day weekends in there.
Well, it's just the same holidays that everybody else gets.
Yeah, occasional personal day. We might add it to about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I have some potential good news for Don, I think.
It could.
I was checking out eBay. They are auctioning off autographed pieces of the old Jeopardy set. And since you are LQ, I thought you might be interested in taking a look at what the prices are right now.
I mean, when Art Fleming was the host?
No, just old Alex Trebek stuff. They revamped the set recently.
No. I would only be interested if it was really the vintage.
Yeah.
Lisa came in yesterday and said that they were auctioning off a New Year's Eve night at the Playboy Mansion, and it went for like $10,000.
Ooh.
Really?
Like a night. Lisa, was that a sleepover at the Playboy Mansion? And was it for two or was it for one? I wasn't,
good question.
I wasn't sure.
No, it was for two people, but all it included was you going to the party. You had to pay your own transportation, your own hotel, your own everything. It just got you into the party.
Do you get to stay overnight?
No.
Oh, that sucks. I wouldn't pay $10,000 for that.
It's true on line number one. Let me just take the mics out of audition. It says on line number one there's a guy who thinks he's calling WKYS. How could he possibly make that mistake? Hello there.
Hello?
Hello. WKYS is...
Ain't okay,
well. Hello, this is Kiss FM. Hello there. Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Man, who is this?
You're calling radio station WKYS. This am WKYS Radio.
Sound like a Chinaman more than a black man.
That agree, KYS. Oh, sir, my friend, you've called the home of the white devil radio station WJFK.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yep.
Did I win a Jeep or something?
No, no Jeep.
No, we're not giving away no Jeeps.
And what about some hookers or something?
You want a hooker?
Some hookers? We're not giving away no hookers either.
What kind of hookers do you like, sir?
Well, Caucasian.
You like white women, huh?
Yeah.
What flavor of white women? You like blonde, brunette, redhead? What kind?
Redhead.
Mm-hmm. I've just got some information, Mike, about who I'm supposed to be. Hello, this is Lorenzo Ice-T Thomas. Is that the guy that's on right now in KYS?
I always listen to KYS.
Oh, he hung up rats. He's gone. This is Lorenzo Ice-T Thomas.
Oh, man, he's gone.
I'm so mad at that Don and Mike. They beat me in the ratings every single time.
I could have stayed on an hour with that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. Now, I just wanted to be calling here and tell you...
Come on, listen. Only we can do that. What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm sorry then. I just want to tell you guys a happy holidays.
Great.
And I appreciate all the entertainment you provide every day.
I don't know why I laugh at that. It just makes me laugh. I mean, it's sincere. I appreciate it.
Yes.
You know, I shouldn't giggle and laugh at a sincere compliment like that, but it's just sometimes it's hard to take.
You're calling from Philly, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Nice. Go Eagles. I should mention today when I had that brief conversation with the guy.
I think you should pass this on to everybody that's listening in Philadelphia.
That was something he was very happy about.
Oh, good.
So things going great in Philly.
Looking forward to more great things.
Looking for big things in Philly.
Well, you have to say, Eagles. Eagles. Have you heard from the guy who got hit by the car, the drunk guy?
No, you know, the drunk Eagles fan has not called us in 2 weeks. His girlfriend called last week.
Not looking good, huh?
So this will be his last chance to call in before...
Hey, speaking of hit by cars, did you run into that anywhere near that Jeep that apparently fell off a ramp 40 feet today?
No, I did not.
Like, slipped on the ice on the Dulles Toll Road?
Wow. I did not.
Some ramp on the Dulles, they had it closed down, the guy fell like 40 feet. I shouldn't laugh. He's doing fine, and none of his injuries are life-threatening. That's when I laugh, but it's like, boy, that's nasty ice. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Did you hear what Peggy Fox said?
What'd she say?
When contacted by Channel 9, he claimed he did not feel like giving an interview.
I just fell 40 feet. In a nice
storm. Just not up to it. Oh,
thank you, my friend. Thank you for all the support in Philly, and especially, thank you for all the support here in D.C.
Yeah. Can I just say one more thing before you hang up?
Sure.
F your management for not giving you guys a freaking party or something for signing your contract.
Well, yeah.
They should be grateful.
Whatever. You know, they're okay.
I mean, you guys pay the bills for them, and they don't appreciate...
We're going to let it go. We're going to let it go today.
Yeah, we have to. We have really no choice.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, I was just really disappointed not to see Kathy Whiteside on the top 10 list yesterday.
Not to see Kathy Whiteside on the top 10.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
You know, number...
They always represent with the hot DJs.
My number 10 slot is open. I had filled it temporarily with Lisa.
There you go.
But yeah, maybe Kathy Whiteside could fill that number 10.
She could fill 10 through 18.
There you go.
Oh, Dennis Murphy update time. Dennis.
Hey, God, Mike. You got cold.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
How many?
75.
Wow.
A record day. In 3 years, the guy has sold 700 copies of his record, and yesterday he sold 70.
75. Wow, Dennis, how about that? That's a nice little Christmas bonus.
Yeah, it will help me get over Christmas.
Hey, Dennis, you sound like you're in a great mood, and I don't mean to bring you down, but I can't in good conscience let this go.
What?
I got to tell you something.
What?
Your gift that you gave me yesterday?
Yes.
I re-gifted it. I gave it away.
Mike,
Because
it sucked. But Dennis, let me be the other side of that coin.
Okay.
Yeah, Don's got some great news for you, and he's going to be telling you the truth.
Okay.
I'm wearing your gift today, Dennis.
You got
your 49ers pullover. It's beautiful. I love it, Dennis.
At least you appreciate me. Compared to my
Dennis, am I going to be honest with you?
I thought that was you.
I don't have a laptop.
Oh, okay.
It's a computer bag.
So
you went to a luggage store. You went to a luggage store. You saw one, and it with Rob. You got one for Rob. Rob's not going to use his either.
Rob doesn't have a laptop either.
What the hell did you get that? What were you thinking? Are you get a 2-for-1 special or something, or what?
Have you re-gifted it yet, Alden?
Rob, what did I do with it?
I think you're both in the producer's room. I'll go check.
All right, Rob's going to check and see if they're both.
I just want to say I wish all of both of you guys could just be a little nicer to my buddy Dennis.
I understand.
That
looks good on you, too.
And Dennis, I've always thought you've had the love affair with Mike all these years.
It was years ago. Dennis got me that great golf shirt that I wore and wore and wore. And then, just over the years, it's been this steady erosion.
Hold on here.
Where he gives no thought to it.
Here is Robe.
They were in the producer's room last night. Diego's trying to find them right now. We might have inadvertently regifted them.
If Diego's looking for them, consider them gone.
Well, listen, Dennis, glad you sold the albums, and goodbye now.
Hey, can I plug my site one more time? Please?
Sure.
It's Christmas.
Go ahead.
It's DennisMusic.com.
All right, now sing a little of one of your hits for us.
It's the one he always sings.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sing
something different.
Sing Jingle Bells.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride the one of open sleigh.
Too optimistic, I suppose, but you don't know Oh Holy Night, do you?
Oh Holy Night.
That'll be it.
The stars will brightly shine.
Oh, Rob.
That's excellent.
Fine. Goodbye, Dennis. See you next year.
Hey, Merry Christmas, and enjoy your Johnny Carson vacation.
Right. Goodbye now.
There he goes. He's all happy.
Hello, Dynamite.
Happy day.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Don. It's generally known in public relations circles that if you're a company and you have bad news that you have to release, you do it on a Friday. That way it'll be in a Saturday paper and nobody reads the Saturday papers.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday at 5.
Don't think we haven't thought about that already.
So should we take that as a positive? Well, of course, it's... I keep thinking it's Friday. It's not Friday.
They're waiting until Friday.
Yeah. They're waiting until Friday.
So nobody picks it up.
As they call it on West Wing, the end of the news cycle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, Don, what about Anna Kournikova for your top 10 spot?
Listen, that list is closed out, and we discussed eat the corn out of her Kova yesterday many times. She's hot. She would be in the top 20, I'd say, without a doubt. You just didn't make the top 10 this year.
I saw one lady that I should have put in there. Is it Gisele Bündchen? Bündchen, the Victoria's Secret model. She is phenomenal.
See, I like putting girls in that everybody knows. Yeah. I'd like
them to have something besides just runway experience.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Ms. Thank you.
I like to discover them.
Both cheap bags missing in action.
Really? Hold on, we have our newsmaker of the week here.
Yeah.
And before we get to the newsmaker, this will be the last one of the year. Bill O'Reilly, a thought of the day. We're continuing it, even though we had the montage yesterday. Here he is, fake newsman Bill O'Reilly with his thought of the day.
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
You know what? He wrapped it all up, didn't he?
Man, he gave us that little gift. That's fantastic.
He wrapped it all up in a ball.
All of his thoughts in one sentence.
There you go. We got that thing working. Time for the Newsmaker of the Week. And
very exciting.
Mike, I think you'll notice that the Newsmaker of the Week is not in the booth with Buzz.
Are we going to have him via telephone?
Yes, and you'll understand why momentarily.
All right.
Here he is on the telephone. Let me say that today on our Newsmaker of the Week segment, we're joined by a legendary figure, a holiday icon, a four-legged Christmas creature, and the leader of Santa's sleigh, the one, the only, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Rudy, what say you?
Give me a pricey carrot.
I am goddamn hungry. I want to get my energy up to hit a few titty bars while I'm in town.
Oh, dear.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go to titty bars?
Yes, stupid human. I'm not pussy whip like you, Ass Dave. That's right. I want to go see me some ho-ho-hos.
But you are a flying animal.
And you are an earthbound douche.
Wow. Rudy, shouldn't you be getting ready for Christmas instead of having this whole conversation?
Wait. You really believe all that crap about flying reindeer?
Sure, I've seen it in the movies.
It's a scam, Dickweed. It's all run by a big instant syndicate. You know, packages, gifts, toys, candy. All made up by slave labor in Taiwan and shipped via UPS. I'm not even a reindeer. I'm a dog.
You are not.
Watch, I lick myself. That's good licking. Oh,
wow. That must taste horrible.
Yeah, but it feels great.
So you're a dog, and you don't fly.
I do fly, but only first class. You know, like my good pal Joe Ardinger. You know, he gets me some killer farms. Man, I'm out of my mind on Percocet right now. Thanks, Joe Billy.
What other revelations do you have for us, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, my nose doesn't really glow. It's red because of years of alcohol abuse. You know, I've been in and out of AA more than Robert Downey Jr.
So you know Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, we made up a bottle of vanilla extract years ago. You know, he's a good guy. So is Shane.
Martin Sheen?
No, Captain. Charlie Sheen. You know, we got all boozed up in Ibar City with Wendell Hall last year. Wow, I did it doggy style.
Oh, dear.
Right, you did a doggy style because you're not a reindeer.
Right, good, Brett. You know, I have to state again, I am a dog, so I can say I did it doggy style. Woof!
Wow.
That's for Infinity Lawyers.
Those Infinity Lawyers are a pain in the ass.
Really? Well, then, when you horrified America with that stupid stunt with sex in the church.
Oh, no.
You know, sex in the church again. 1,000 times, it wasn't us.
Right. Santa thought it was funny, but you're not getting dick from him this year.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's all very political. It's always about staying one step ahead of the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy?
That faggot has been a boil on our ass for years at the North Pole.
So you do live at the North Pole?
Yes, I do live there. I have a 3-bedroom condo. You know, I shack up with Blitzen.
Oh,
and occasionally with Mrs. Claus. But that's mainly for the webcam.
What? Wait, you have a webcam?
Yeah, log on to hotgearonseniorcitizen.com. I am there. Mrs. C is there also. You know, Santa's running the camera. And occasionally he joins in. You know, you go click on the candy cane icon and you can see Donner pleasing himself.
Ooh. All right, so Rudolph, you're a dog. Is Donner a reindeer?
Wrong again, Mr. Make-Believe. Donner's a kangaroo, dude.
Oh, my.
Are all of the reindeers fake?
Dasher is a donkey. Prancer is a llama. Yes, he's been abused by Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
It's on the website, you know, and Dancer is a standard poodle. He craps everywhere.
Wow. What about Vixen?
Well, believe it or not, Vixen is actually TV's Joan Rivers.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right. And Cupid is Melissa Rivers. You know, sometimes on Christmas Eve, you can hear them bitching in the sky.
What about, who am I forgetting here? What about Comet?
Comet? I use it all the time. It keeps stains gone for good. I'm spinning. I made my favorite Comet Prince joke.
That's terrific, Rudolph.
Go after yourself, Don.
We are joined today by famous flying dog, Rudolph the reindeer. Rudolph, what about Santa Claus? Does he like seeing your red nose?
Well, he can't see my nose from where he sits in the sleigh.
Oh, no.
You know, as you know, all the animals pretending to be reindeer face forward.
That means he only sees your...
Anus? Or as I call it, my reinus. You know, my had a bad boots before the snowstorm anus. You know, my CPAP oxygen mask anus. My strange Thanksgiving dinner anus. My gambling alone and losing everything in Atlantic City anus. My driving all night and getting a hotel room in Annapolis, anus. My broken high-definition TV, anus. Merry anus, Mike.
Thank you, Rudolph. Do you have a special message for the boys and girls, Rudolph?
On the advice of my attorney, I'm not issuing any statements at this time.
Oh, come on now. Why does a dog need an attorney?
But why does was a no-rent disc jockey in an agent.
Well, I'll tell you. But
Mr. Ephraim and Cohen say everyone needs proper representation, even us four-legged creatures. Oh, no, I just took a dump.
You just took a dump. Make sure 10% of that goes to your agents.
Oh, look, Cohen. Now, I'll do famous dump trick for you.
Oh, no.
Drum roll, please.
Hold on, let me get you a drum roll. I think I know what you're going to do here. Please... Please don't.
I can't help myself. That was good. I just ate my own BM. Now I lick myself up. Spin a lick. Merry Christmas, Christmas suckers.
Let's try to be all things to all people here, Rudolph. Do you have a Hanukkah wish?
Yeah. Go back to Israel.
Oh, stop it, Rudolph.
That's right. You plotted and wrote some Christmas Eve. Oh. All those Jewish people going to Chinese restaurants and movies. God damn it, stay off the road.
Oh, dear.
Is this a problem every year?
Wow.
Not when Christmas falls on a Saturday. You know, they go to church on Saturdays, and they can't turn on appliances and such either. Hi, Michael Hoffman. Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, wow.
Stay at home on December 24th and 25th.
All right, there's Hanukkah. What about Kwanzaa?
But I don't get it. You might as well start a holiday called Donza. Make about as much sense.
Rudolph, what religion are you?
I am a drunk dog. You know, I only see in black and white. I eat my own DMs and lick myself. No religion will have me. You know, the last time I walked into a church, I burst into flames.
Oh, wow. Smell of burning dog. I can imagine nothing worse.
Yeah, right. Try smelling one of Santa's DC farts. You know, he always has prime rib on Thursdays. See, you smells like death.
Is Santa Claus a good boss?
He sucks. And he's Asian. Bet you didn't know that.
Now, come on. Santa Claus is not Asian.
He is, man. His real name is Cam Fong. You know, he's definitely Japanese, but I think his mom was from Cambodia, and his dad was from Hong Kong.
Cam Fong.
But the Santa Claus we see is fat and jolly with round eyes.
Well, are you sure you're not just looking in a mirror?
F you, dog.
Hey.
Well, guess who's getting BM in his talking this year? Don is getting a visit from Black Peter's cousin, Brown Peter.
Right. You brought the name up. We're going to talk about him later in the show today. What about the famous Black Peter?
He's a bad man. You know, he takes kids to spend in a bag. You know, that is really whack.
That is whack.
Well, I understand you'll be reading the Christmas story of Black Peter later on today on the Don and Mike show. Stay tuned to this radio station, Tards.
Hey, thank you for the plug, Rudolph.
No problem. I know how showbiz works. Now, what's the best titty bar a duck can get fine in this town, man? Tell me.
Have you ever been to the Camelot in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I went to Miriam Barry took me there a few years ago. Yeah, he told me, we told his estranged wife, Effie, we were doing community service work at Vulture Point.
Vulture Point. Now, this is where Mayor Barry was caught recently. Isn't that a neighborhood of crack houses?
Well, you call them crack houses. I call them social clubs. That's right. You'll be surprised how many skeletal addicts enjoy a famous reindeer's company. I never even had to bring my own syringe, you know. Share alike.
Now, Rudolph, if you are sharing a syringe, that means you could get a very bad disease.
What, like dog AIDS? I'm not doing that gag, that's right. Is this over yet? I want to go home, please, Sir Herndon's leg.
Whoa. Well, I guess we're done. I'm sorry you couldn't come by. Thanks for calling up, and happy holidays.
Go to hell, you dripping tampon. I hate you and this show. It really, really sucks.
Merry Christmas, Rudolph.
Hit me, too. Have a good time this Christmas. Hey, sir, will you be spending the holidays here or in Ocean City?
None of your dog business.
Woof, woof. Wherever you are, I just hope there's plenty of BM to eat and drink.
Now, wait, hold on. You can't drink BM.
Well, you can if you have the flu. Good day to you.
Rudolph, last question. What about the over-commercialization of Christmas, Rudolph?
I said good day, man. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would ever say it blows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph play many reindeer games. Merry Christmas!
There you go. Bye, Rudolph. Wow. Bye.
There he goes.
Giggling.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Man, that's a great poll that you were able to actually get Rudolph to come on the show.
He would have been here, but he's on vacation this week.
I always think of Rudolph as kind of a family, you know, character, and I don't expect all that language.
Licks himself, eats his VM. Yeah,
with corn in it.
You can't drink VM. You can if you have the flu.
You have the flu.
Good Rudolph
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, there you go. That's the newsmaker of the week.
Wow, fantastic. I sure hope he does his job.
One more thing I want to get in before the break is something that we always do around the holidays, and it's something people ask for, and it's actually just a very quick story, and I really don't know why people request it, but I'm going to share it again with you now, the Auntie Lola story.
Lovely, lovely story. You were touching on Auntie Lola yesterday, just very briefly.
My brother and I were. This is, now let's go back in time. I believe the year would be 1970.
1907.
I am 12 years old. My Aunt Lola, who was an alcoholic and died of liver failure at the age... Did some research on this last night.
Yeah.
Died of liver failure at the age of 43.
Wow.
She really liked to pound them back.
My goodness.
Now, she was a piece of ass. She was married to my Uncle Jerry. And the Christmas of 1970, I walked into my grandma's house. And as you walked in through the garage, as you walked into the little living room area there, there was a gigantic closet where everybody put their coats. Big Christmas-type closet.
Right.
And everybody's walking around getting bombed. I was 12. And my Aunt Lola came by, was sitting by watching TV, and she just, my brother and I were sitting there, and she came over, she grabbed my hand, and she said, I want you to come here and help me find something in the closet.
Oh, dear.
And I went, okay. And I took my Aunt Lola's hand and went into the closet, and then she turned the, it was one of those light bulbs that had a string.
Mm-hmm. Little pull light.
She pulled the light and made the light go off, and then she tongued me.
Wow.
She French kissed me.
Amazing.
A long, very deep, and very passionate kiss that had me very confused.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
She
was my aunt.
What did she say after she did that?
She said, as I recall, and I was talking about this with my brother last night, she said something like, you're becoming a very handsome, strong young man.
Wow.
And I did come up with one detail that I don't think I've mentioned in previous years. She stroked my area.
Well,
I didn't have.
Oh, now wait a minute. That's huge.
This is big. I didn't have anything going on down there. I mean, I didn't have wood.
Right.
But I remember as she was kissing me, I was discussing this with my brother last night. We've told the story for years and years about when my Aunt Lola made out with me in the closet.
Right.
And he said to me last night, do you ever remember, did she ever do anything? And I'm really sitting and thinking about this, and I'm picturing the moment. It's one of those things you remember all your life.
Oh, yeah.
And she had her right arm around me. She was the aggressor.
Sure.
Right arm around my waist. She had her head turned to the left. Big mouth right at me, going with the tongue and the left hand down there.
Cupping?
I'd say cupping rather than stroking.
Yeah.
Just cupping my,
really?
My balls.
A shocking new development.
That's completely, I mean, after all the years you've been telling this story, to add that one little detail.
And I wouldn't make it up because it's it really, as it is, standing alone.
Well, really, there's no way of proving that. There's no way of proving it now, is there, though?
No, she's dead.
She's gone, but I...
she's dead.
You really have no reason to lie about this. I'm just... Pardon me while I recover from the shock.
For years, though, I've told this story, and it's known in my family. The story is known.
Did you... Now I know
that Aunt Lola made out with me.
And this happened around the holidays? And
it was Christmas Day, 1970.
Christmas Day. Were there ever any other rendezvous with Auntie Lola?
No. She scared me off.
Really?
She scared me off.
You were terrified.
I remember after it happened, I immediately went out and found my cousin Ronnie.
Right.
Remember, Ronnie's the guy who tried to
put oil into the car with a straw?
With a straw. Yeah. I went out and told him, and he went...
What I'm saying, what you're saying, we should explain, he was trying to put oil in the car through where the dipstick comes out.
My uncle John's son, Ron, my cousin Ron, Ronnie, was so stupid. And he was like my role model when I was a kid. He was old. He was old enough to drive, and I wasn't. One day he had like a Starsky and Hutch type car.
Right.
And he said, "You want to see me change the oil? I'm going to add some oil." And I went, "Sure, sure." So about the same age, about 12. He took out the dipstick. Then he got a bunch of straws from, like, McDonald's. And, swear to Christ, he glued 6 or 7 of them, taped them together. Then he got a funnel.
Glue would have been better.
And he taped the end of the straw to the end of the funnel.
Right.
And then he poured the can of oil into the funnel, and the funnel went through the straws. I think it was just maybe 2 straws now I think back on it, just 2 straws. Down into the thing where the dipstick comes out.
Oh,
and it wasn't until I owned a car a couple of years later that I actually read in the manual, when you want to add oil,
very close by there would be a little hole that was a little larger.
The gigantic cap that you take off.
Right.
Anyway, it was Ronnie, cousin Ronnie, who I immediately went to.
You told that Ronnie that Lola had Frenched you?
Immediately. I said, Aunt Lola just put her tongue in my mouth in the closet.
Did you mention the twig and berries part?
No.
No,
really.
No,
that's a revelation this year. That's a Dynamite Show exclusive this year.
I'm all a quiver.
Uncovered last night. One of those, as Roseanne Barr would say, one of those. You know, Roseanne had those memories that would come back to her years later.
Yes, a repressed memory
that came out last night when I was talking about this with my brother.
Wow. I think it's very exciting that you waited to the 32nd anniversary of the tale to bring that revelation to the table.
You're right.
Strange.
You're right. If you count the years, it was 32. 32 years ago.
Wow. How many more holidays did you spend with Lola after that?
Jesus, I don't know. Maybe 4 or 5. She died.
Did she give you any looks at all? Or?
Oh, she would always give me.
Really?
She would always put her hand on.
You talked about yesterday about what she wore. That she wore like mini skirts,
hot pants.
Really?
She was really big into the hot pants.
Lola.
Wow.
My aunt Lola. I want to do with my brother.
Lola.
I don't know. I got my brother.
She was a showgirl.
That's a great story.
It is.
You didn't. No, no. My aunt Lola, I believe, at one time. You know, hey Rob, grab my bag, would you please? My bag's killing me.
I'm not Aunt Lola.
my satchel. Let me get my brother's phone number because I don't know if I ever told you the story. I think Aunt Lola was caught in bed with the fire chief. One time,
my uncle Jerry, the town.
No, really. My uncle Jerry had been in Vietnam and came back and had just recently gotten back, I think, from Vietnam.
She was sleeping with the fire chief.
Yeah. Let me call my brother on his cell phone.
Could be worse. You could be sleeping with Sheriff Taylor.
Boo!
Boo! There'll be no Molly Coddlin.
True. True.
Lola's in bed with a fire chief.
I think that's...
Boo!
I think that's the deal. The dealio.
Did he have his hat on?
Don't know. It's a story I only heard.
That's what the mental picture is, like a big white bed with a, you know, that big
red
fireman's hat.
Red fire hat.
And suspenders.
Come on.
And like Lola wearing suspenders.
Like in Sex and the City.
Yeah, exactly.
And Lola was hot.
Like Kim Cattrall in Sex and the
City. She's very hot. I say the celebrity she most resembles, this is going back in the day, is a much hotter version of Judy Carn, who used to be on...
Damn, I must still have the ringer turned off. Leave a message.
Let me try his home number. Hold on a second.
Damn. That's my clever, witty answering machine.
Okay.
Do you think she ever put the moves on Jimmy?
I don't think so.
He was younger.
I don't think so.
See, it strikes me that... You'd be in the closet and she'd like cup your twig and berries, and then an hour later Jimmy would like bend her down.
Hey, well, there's a lot of us though that she could have had. There's cousin Ronnie, there was cousin Al,
but she chose you.
Lots of young strapping boys in the family.
You were 12. You're unable to take your call.
All right, well,
please leave a message.
Note that for next year when we get back. We'll call.
Man, I didn't have any great sex stories growing up like you did.
No. Call my brother, ask him about the time Aunt Lola was caught in bed with the fire chief. Pretty sure it was a real story, not one of those urban legends.
The only thing I remember is my female sister cousins had like people staying over, and I walked by and I said hi, and one of them was
They were like teenagers or something like that, like in their late teens, early 20s, and one of them had her shirt off.
Mm.
And one of my my cousins said, hey, stop it, you can't come in here. And the friend said, no, that's okay, he can come in here. And I just stood next to her at the mirror.
Wow.
Like just staring.
How old were you?
I don't remember.
25.
I think I was 25.
Okay. Yeah, clear the line.
No, I would have been...
How old?
Well, they're all like 7, 8 years older than I am. So if they were in there, I would have been like 10.
10?
Yeah.
Just standing there. Just watch.
Just, I mean, loving it. Wow. Looking at the berries.
Sure. Phone number 877.
It wasn't Christmas.
365-3636.
It was for you.
Time for call 100 right now. Jackpot's $250. Buzz, what was your guess yesterday about the secret sound?
This thing right here.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Oh, I have to say it out loud?
Yeah, say it out loud.
Okay. Belt clip for a cell phone.
And more specifically... It will be the sound of...
What is that blouse you're wearing today?
This is not a blouse. It's a sweater. Okay. It's a Versace.
I got
it's
it
a gift
for him.
From Don.
I got it for him.
I always notice that when I see him in that.
Yeah, the belt clip, I guess it's either putting it in or taking it out. I don't know which.
It's putting it in.
That's a man's shirt?
It's
yeah.
Yes, my
man. It is. Designed by a man for a man.
Specifically, and we do want to be specific here, right?
Yes, it is.
It is the sound of putting the cell phone in its holster.
In its holster.
That is shiny.
Yes, it is.
So there you go. We've given away the answer. Now,
I hope they can figure it out.
What was it again?
I can't remember now.
Didn't you get it, really?
It's the belt clip. It's the sound of putting a cell phone into the belt clip.
Yeah, we'd take
or plastic holster, I guess. Depends on the phone.
Call 100 right now. See if you're listening to the show. I mean, it's the last show of the year. We got to give away the money.
It's a giveaway.
I want to say hi to Ed at Clyde's, who was asking what it was last night. Now you know, Ed, if you're listening.
Good luck.
Call 100 and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is the only live worldwide talk presentation. We are being seen in well over 150 countries tonight watching the real Santa Claus with a bunch of wonderful kids. We're sorry about our system failure on phone calls. By next year, we'll have it straightened out. Okay, the young man here, right here with the multicolored shirt.
My name is Wendell. What would happen if your reindeer gets sick?
The reindeer get sick? Well, good question, Wendy, baby.
We just can't afford that. There just can't be any sick reindeer.
Sick
well,
Santa.
Okay, you get it. It can happen.
It's the worst Santa in the world.
Suck Santa. But we just have to nurse them through the best.
You've never had that. You've never had a sick reindeer.
Well, I've heard when we got back that things were in pretty bad shape.
Redneck
they
Santa.
Always fly, right? They always There's get the job done.
Okay, this gentleman here in the green sweater.
My name is Taylor. And
your name is Taylor and her name is Taylor.
Yeah, my name is
Taylor. And your name is Taylor.
What if you're sick?
What if I'm sick?
Ah.
Well, I tell you, there have been times when I really didn't feel the really right up snow.
Let me just stop this tape for a second.
Is this horrible?
This is on Larry King's TV show. This is Larry King interviewing Santa Claus.
I mean, this is a man who's struggling to sound human.
And
he's with the worst Santa Claus I've ever heard.
Visually, I don't know. I've never seen the tape. I don't know if it's a big, jolly, fat guy. But he sure doesn't sound like Santa.
Yeah, and he's just like, well, I don't know. It's like he's uncomfortable lying to the children.
And here's the best part. Now, when Larry's going to ask Santa about when he gets sick.
And I had to get Mrs. Claus to... let her know that things weren't right, and we had to change what I was
eating. I think it's the first page where it was on it.
The revelation. Yes, okay. We found this.
This is new.
Okay. The sooty, swarthy Black Peter is, in fact, half human, half goat.
Ah. All right, now come on. They were like smoking dope when they did this.
Mike, this is an interesting...
That's why you get all those drugs in Amsterdam.
Black Peter, or Knecht Ruprecht, with basket upon his back, would actually take naughty boys and girls away to Spain.
So picture, if you will...
So he has hooves.
Well, of course. Well, he's half goat.
He's half goat. Half human, but he's white, wearing blackface, and he's Santa's helper. He's Santa.
Well, I certainly can understand the controversy.
He's Robin to
And I can understand your unbridled joy, Rob.
Understand December 5th rolls around, and here comes Santa in a rowboat
right.
coming up 4,000 miles across the Atlantic, and who's with him? Goat Boy. And he's going to take kids back to Spain, so you better get your ducks in a row.
Now, we've done a lot of research on this.
In a bag.
Here is another internet search that shows every year on the last Saturday in November, St. Nicholas, dressed in bishop's robes, arrives by boat in the port of Amsterdam in Holland. With him is Black Peter. dressed in a costume of a Spaniard. St. Nicholas disembarks, mounts a waiting white horse, and rides off, accompanied by a procession of children, first to the royal palace, then to his chosen headquarters. Black Peter is the devil. Oh. Now he's St. Nicholas' servant, and he has come to punish any naughty children and do the dirty work of taking presents down chimneys.
Mm. Really?
That is another internet search that
you know, it sounds like Black Peter doesn't know what he wants to be. I mean, he gives away candy, but yet he does bad things to servants.
If you go to yahoo.com, you'll read in the Dutch legend, Sinterklaas and his original elf, Black Peter, leave Spain in their rowboat on St. Nicholas Day, December 6th, for Amsterdam.
Yeah, Rob was mentioning the mileage. We're talking about quite a little journey in a rowboat.
After landing on Christmas Eve with gifts, he asks parents if their children have been good or bad.
Have they been good or bad?
If they've been good, gifts go in their shoes.
Here, he's been bad. Okay, get in Peter's bag.
If they're bad, they go in his bag. And
we're going back to Spain in a rowboat.
They go back to Spain. Let me see. Then we go to St. Nicholas. The legend begins. This is another, this is www.christmas.com. Here we go, and you go St. Nicholas, then you've got Christ Child. In Germany, he puts nuts and apples in the shoes of children.
Ouch.
You have...
You know, when you hear the different traditions, it is
Santa
funny.
Claus, and then it says, Dutch children were told that Sinterklaas sailed from Spain with a Moorish helper.
Right.
They filled shoes with hay and sugar for his horse and woke up to find the shoes filled with nuts and candies. When he was actually seen dressed in his bishop's robe and carrying presents and a birch rod, he knew a great deal about the children's behavior.
Wait a minute. What's a birch rod?
He's a stick, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now it's getting more kinky.
Father or older brother. Black Peter always walks along with Sinterklaas. He wears animal skins, or sometimes the colorful clothing of the medieval Moor, and gives a switch to the parents of bad boys and girls.
Oh, okay.
Bad children are taken away in the sack that Black Peter carries on his back.
Now, I'd like to see evidence of that. If you really saw him, like, leaving a house with a kid in the sack.
What it is.
There are laws against that.
It just seems to me that they've taken we sort of soften the tradition of saying, be good or Santa won't bring you anything.
Right, right.
This is terrorism for children to behave.
This would really freak me out if I'm a little kid. If I'm like,
idea.
I mean, they're going to take me away from my parents.
I'm 31 and I'm putting the chain on my door.
I think anybody
this is Black Peter.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm here for Julius.
Okay. Julius. All righty.
Julius B.
Wagon.
Here
we go.
Is there a Bart source in this house?
Oh, God.
Listen, young man, get into this bag right now. We're going to get in a rowboat and go all the way back to Spain.
Holy mackerel, that'd be a long trip.
All right, boys.
Actually,
Jesus.
If someone would get the globe and show me how you get in a rowboat
and go from Spain to Amsterdam.
To Amsterdam. How do you do that?
You do it very carefully.
Well, let's try.
What is the time frame?
Let's call the international lines here. We will call the Hilton Hotel.
Happens in one night, just like the flying sleigh.
Ah, okay.
I think.
Imagine the wake that boat leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, we're going to call Amsterdam, and we're going to see if anybody in Amsterdam will comment on Black Peter.
The story doesn't hold water because Santa Claus travels by air.
Your
he can't travel across
your call cannot be completed as dialed. Yep. Please check the number and dial again.
Rob, it's the world of fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Now what are you saying?
But if I'm a little kid, you know, they get so excited about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Somebody tells me there's a bad guy that's going to put me in a bag, take me away from my mommy and daddy. I'm either going to get presents or I'm going to go away to Spain.
Right. Spain.
And this... watch your ass because you want your nuts and apples.
You know, on the coast of Spain, pretty nice area.
Yeah,
here's the ring. Hold on just a second. Let me tell them that we're on the air.
Did you?
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Do you mind going on the air with us? A radio show in Washington, D.C., America? Yeah, thank you. Hi, is this the Marriott Hotel?
This is the Marriott, yes.
Can you tell me, and we've called the Marriott in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
How's Black Peter doing?
Black Peter.
Do you know about Black Peter? Or Zwarte Piet?
I don't know who he is, actually.
Hmm.
You don't,
he's St. Nicholas's assistant.
Sinterklaas.
He works for Sinterklaas, and he takes bad children in a bag, and he takes them to Spain.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. We call it Zwarte Pieter in Dutch.
Zwarte Pieter.
Zwarte Pieter.
Zwarte Pieter.
What do you think of Zwarte Pieter?
Well, they're nice.
Very nice.
You think he's very nice?
Or is he a bad? Is he a bad guy?
No.
No, well,
you be bad, then they put you in the bag and put you to space.
You guys think we're making this stuff up.
There it is. They go, if you are bad, do you know when you were growing up, did you have any of your friends when you were a child that were put in the bag and taken back to Spain?
Well, it is just a story. Eh?
Okay.
Children.
Right.
12 years and they believe it, so.
When you were a little kid, were you scared of Black Peter? Were you worried that if you were bad, you were going to be put in a bag and sent to Spain?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, did you ever?
And did you hear it is normal to believe in it? Like, to 12 years or 10 years, everybody believes in the Santa Claus.
That's a little scary.
Did you ever noodle it through, like when you were in school, when you would look at a globe and think, how could Sinterklaas and Black Peter possibly go in a rowboat from Spain to Amsterdam?
In one night.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a funny story, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Especially on the 5th of December.
Yes, they
walk on the buildings and drop everything in the houses. And it's a little bit strange because actually the horses, they go from houses to houses on the roof.
Yeah.
And I believed it.
we all believe in things like that as a kid.
You believe it. Now, what about, we did an internet search on Zwarte Piet. And we also found a story that said he was half man, half goat. Had you ever heard that?
No.
You had not heard that?
No.
No.
Okay.
So when you were a little kid and, like, you would go see St. Nicholas, did you ever go to some kind of party and see St. Nicholas?
Yeah, of course.
And would he have Black Peter with him?
Yeah.
And would you be very scared?
No, because he always gives candies there.
We call
it here paper noter.
Paper
it's like small cookies.
But if you were bad, Black Peter would have put you in this bag and taken you to Spain.
Did your mom and dad tell you that when you were growing up?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. What parent wouldn't use that?
Did you ever stop to think, though, that Spain's not a bad place?
I mean,
of all the spots in the world, if you're going to be a bad boy or a bad girl, Spain's not bad. Barcelona's pretty nice.
Madrid's a very nice city.
Great.
Why are you saying he's going to Barcelona? Because it's not Barcelona.
Well, he would put you in a bag and take you to Spain, right?
Yeah, but Madrid there was telling.
Oh, they would always say Madrid.
Go to Madrid. All right. Well, we didn't know that.
All right. All right. Now, Madrid not as good as Barcelona.
All right. Well, thank you for helping us, and happy holidays to everybody at the Marriott Hotel in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Thank you. Who was this calling?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show from the United States.
From the United States.
Maybe someday we'll come to Amsterdam if Joe Ardinger has his way.
It is very nice here.
We're the most popular disc jockeys in all of the United States.
Yeah? Okay. Do you know some disc jockeys from the Netherlands here?
We do not. Would you like to say hello or say anything in Dutch to maybe our listeners that might be from Amsterdam?
They're from Amsterdam.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, do you speak Dutch?
Yeah, of course I speak Dutch.
Could you give us a message in Dutch?
Like a Christmas message or New Year's message?
Sure.
I didn't thought about it, but let me say in Dutch, I would say, heel veel, vrolijke kerstdagen toegewenst en een gelukkig nieuwjaar en veel vrede op de wereld. Should I translate it?
Yes, please.
Oh, I said very much like New Year's greetings and Christmas greetings, and maybe like a peaceful world from now on.
Ah, nice.
Very nice. Otherwise, Black Peter will put you in his bag and take you to Spain.
Yeah, of course. And with a roue, the thing where he, how do you say that? Like, he slams you with it.
Oh, he slams. He also slams you with the bag.
He hits you with the bag.
Oh no!
Okay. Yeah, but there was like the wood in the hand.
Okay, like a stick. Well, we love the Dutch. We're very fond of your ovens.
Nice talking to you. Happy holidays.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye. You know, without fail, Rob is someone's actually gone on the internet and found the route that.
In it's fact, a long way.
You leave Spain, you go north, you go up past Luxembourg, then you make a right-hand turn to Switzerland.
And you're right there.
You make a left up by Belgium.
And there are the Netherlands,
then
right?
Then you make a hard right at the Netherlands. And
near Denmark.
There you are. So actually, you you could take a boat from Spain to Denmark.
My God, what a haul.
Hey, how about that, though? We like do all that build-up, and the guy says, oh, yeah.
Well, you know what it is? It's their Santa Claus, and what parent wouldn't use that, especially back in the early days.
Black Peter.
And remember, don't resist Black Peter, or he'll hit you with the bag, and there's probably already kids in the bag, so that's got
to
suck.
It's got to really, and he had some kind of stick that he hit you
well,
with.
Well, that's the birch rod. We talked about that.
How great is that? The Legend of Black Peter.
Not that different, really. In Amsterdam, they have Black Peter, and here we have Michael Jackson.
Guys checking in from Philly, let's say hello to Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
Hey! Eagles fly.
Brian, we're so glad to hear from you before our break. You know, we heard from your girlfriend that you were in some kind of accident.
Yeah, I towed my truck in a tree.
How you doing? Did you get any major injuries?
Couple stitches, couple bruises.
But you're okay.
Yeah, DWI.
Oh, boy.
Well, live and learn.
Yep. Yeah, well, I got court the 19th, but we're still going to be Washington this weekend.
All right, you want to sing your song?
All right. Let me put it on real fast.
Okay, here's the drunk Eagles fan, Brian. I don't know why we're fond of him. We're fond of him like a stray dog.
I hope the judge is an Eagles fan.
Hold on. He's booting up.
Hurry up or Black Peter will come get you. Put you in his sack.
Take you to Spain.
How great was that guy at the hotel?
Eagles fly on the road to victory. Eagles fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles fly, on the road to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! Merry Christmas, guys.
And Merry Christmas, Brian. We'll see you later.
Later, dude.
Bye-bye.
I'm not sure if he's the same since the accident.
No. I was watching one of those NFL shows on ESPN. I think if the Eagles win out,
right,
and they're all starting to say it now, win out instead of run the table.
Yes, win out means win the rest of their games.
If they win out, they get the home field advantage, which would be great because Tampa Bay can't win in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but if they lose one of their games, they have to go to Spain.
In the bag. The Black Peter bag. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Black Andy.
How great.
Don and Mike.
How great was that guy?
That was great.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, great, man. How you doing?
We're doing fine, thank you.
Good, man. You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you.
And I just, that revelation that you came up with about your aunt Frenching you in the closet.
Right.
Is that the reason why you Frenched your niece?
Interesting.
No, I Frenched my niece because I was incredibly drunk.
Okay, well, because your aunt was drunk and you were drunk.
Right. Thanks for bringing that up, my friend. Thanks. See you later.
Some people never forget that story.
See you later. That's another good one.
Is there something you'd like to add about the niece story, too, now that we've added something?
I don't remember. I don't remember any of it.
You didn't touch her or anything like that?
No. God knows I probably tried. Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, you got to know you're drunk when you're standing right next to your wife, as I was. Outside Secrets in Ocean City, a big nightclub. Mm-hmm. And my niece, who at the time was like 22, 23.
Legal.
Yeah, legal, and not a blood relative, I should point out. Right in front of my wife, I'm so drunk, I just leaned over and just started, I guess, like to chew her face off.
Wow.
Very, very, very embarrassed.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't vacation in Spain that year.
Little Bethy Boo. Sorry about that, Bethy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I just had a little medical problem in a porta potty. I need your advice.
All right.
Well, I lifted up the lid before I sat down, and it, of course, you know, it was ugly.
Right.
And I dropped exactly one big football.
Okay.
You want to guess what happened next?
Why did you lift the lid up if you were going to sit down?
Because I wanted to see just exactly if there was any, I don't know, snakes, animals in there.
I hate port-a-john.
I can't go number two in a port-a-john.
They're all right to go number one, but even going number one in a port-a-john is
the most horrible things in the
you're
world.
You're visiting guys' BMs that have been there also. Oh. Anyway, so you dropped one.
I dropped one.
And then what happened? What happened?
Well, you know, it fell from high enough and with enough force that, and it's cold out today.
Yeah.
A good amount
splashed, you know, my
stuff.
And some of that green jungle juice splashed up inside of me.
What can I say, ladies and gentlemen? We've got our winner. The happiest call of the day.
Happy holiday.
Oh, my God. Jungle juice.
Right. Goodbye, my friend.
Man. Imagine the concentrated weight of what he must have dropped.
Hello, she said it was a football.
Like a rock.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Happy holidays, boys.
Hey, Jorge.
Hey, Jorge.
Happy holidays.
I'm holding mistletoe over my wiener.
Well, you keep holding it there.
Oh, wow. Is it Buzzy?
No, thank you. I'll pass, Jorge.
Jorge loves Buzz.
I can't hear Buzz.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn his... There you go.
I said I'll pass on that offer, Jorge.
I have some beefy treats to put in your stocking.
I'm sure you do, but I'm going to pass on those, too.
Jorge, Claus, Buzz, and I'm horny.
Oh, dear.
I want to come down your chimp.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jorge.
I'm going to hang up on you now, Jorge.
Not going to happen.
Me for Christmas, Buzz.
I'm getting you Black Peter for Christmas, Jorge.
I'm giving you anal in the Taiwan basket.
Oh,
good luck with that.
God.
Goodbye, Jorge. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you, buddy.
I just wanted to see if Lisa was anticipating the arrival of Black Peter for Christmas.
Well, I think it's a daily thing with Lisa.
Waiting for Black Peter.
Hello, Lee. Don and Mike. Hey, Lee.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, my brother actually went over to Spain over the last summer as an exchange program.
Yeah?
And the family that he was with was telling him this story about Black Peter. And it turns out that it started back in like the early 1600s when the Dutch were at war with Spain.
Uh-huh.
Is that the parents of the Dutch hated the Spanish so much they made up this story that if they were bad, that Black Peter was going to take the kids to Spain.
In a bag?
Yeah.
Too funny. The Dutch. Too funny.
Those wacky Dutch.
If you remember when we first read this story, there was lots of non-believers out there, a ton of non-believers.
Yeah, that can't be possibly true. Well, now we got the confirmation. And let's not forget the horses walking over the rooftops and dropping things into people's houses.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
Yeah, and it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs and your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak.
Your mother waxes her upper lip?
She has for years.
Doesn't show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Only one song could topple this from the top spot in your top seven most requests, and all will be revealed in just a second. Eminem at 2.
Yo, this is Slim Shady. You're listening to Music Response on XFM.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. A lot of people.
How's it, Robbie?
A lot of people are waiting for the holiday tradition that's coming today, the Hamburger James story.
All right.
But before that, last time we have this year to pull out an old favorite. Rob, excuse me, I almost forgot you said Dolores.
Yeah. Dolores wearing what today is about as holiday can get.
Wearing his Mrs. Claus outfit. It's time.
It's time for Diamond Quartet's Dice with Robin.
Here we go.
As his alter ego of Dolores, messing with the minds of both sex guys.
Here we go.
Lots of fun with Don and Mike and old round eyes.
Here he is.
Hello, dear friends.
Dolores Spiewak.
Is that white fur on the collar?
Yes, it is, and there's sequins, although you really can't see them in this lighting.
Nobody dials for transvestites better than Rob.
It is. It's been a while.
And I think we have two actual TV lines. We have one dial for transvestite lines.
Right.
And a dial real she-males line.
Very good.
Which would you like, Robbie?
I think let's start with TVs and
let's see
what happens.
Nine.
Go ahead, Rob.
Because as you know, it is the holidays.
How are you, Dolores?
Lonely.
Ooh, I'm so glad you called, because I'm ready to let go. Ooh, this wet, nasty tranny action is brought to you by CCI.
Tranny action.
$5.99 per minute.
Finally, actually dialing for transvestite.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hang up now.
Nah. Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
Some weird voices on this line.
Hi.
If you do not make a selection, you will automatically be connected to one of our sexy phone babes
for a
hot one-on-one conversation.
All right.
$4.99 per minute.
Let's make it happen.
Welcome, baby.
Oh,
we're glad you joined us. We have many new options for you to select.
That sounds like Robin Roberts.
So listen,
Kevin. Hi there. Thanks for calling ESPN. Baby.
Stimulating one-on-one.
Stimulating one-on-one.
Two-on-one sessions with beautiful girls. Virtual chat rooms. Steamy recorded fantasy.
What do we got to do?
Or make
it. Just
date.
Tell us what's the push.
Hot adult dateline. So sit back, relax, and pick your pleasure from the following menu.
I'd watch adult dateline.
Select number one for sizzling action with beautiful big-breasted blondes, sexy brunettes, and young, barely legal college cuties. We've got what you need. Hot girl fantasy menu, press 2.
You don't want that.
These girls just can't wait.
We just want whatever whore is available.
Press 2 now. To choose from our dominant menu, press 3.
First available.
To talk to mistresses who specialize in particular erotic fetishes, press 1. No matter how sick and wicked, naughty or nice,
menus are ridiculous.
Thank you, sexy.
So many choices.
Remember, you can push the star key.
Now, don't forget, let me slip in. You're on the air.
Right.
Please hold on a second as we connect
girls,
you. I know you'll enjoy the call.
Star key to change.
I believe that's what they just said.
Make yourself comfortable.
Star key.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
All right, Dolores.
Richard Stark.
You're gorgeous.
My only request is that you get him to make you some eggs and dice the tomatoes.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't hang up.
And, of course, get angry at them when they laugh.
Just a few more seconds.
You know what we like.
So
all the things
back.
We enjoy.
It's really a treat for me and Mike more than for you, for the listeners.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
and of course,
sweetie.
I love requests. So talk
make
to
yourself me. Comfortable.
I am.
Come on.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
Nice.
Yeah, you're gorgeous.
A throwaway if you get the time.
Ready to talk.
Have them exercise.
Right. So don't hang up.
Thank you, Buzz.
She'll be with you in just a
How about
few
some
minutes.
BM talk also?
All right.
So lie back.
Come on. What do you got, Mike 4?
Yeah, you know, this is funny. It's almost like they don't even want to get to the caller.
Get
ready for some fun conversation.
Try the style.
Your gorgeous dream girl is getting ready to talk with you.
They're getting ready.
They're getting ready.
Here we go. Come on.
Mistress Victoria speaking.
Don and my show, you're on the air. Is that okay? You're on the air.
Speak up for me. Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Yeah. I said Mistress Victoria. Who am I speaking with?
Ah.
Yeah.
Tis I.
And who are you?
Who am I, indeed? But Dolores.
Dolores.
Yes.
Hello, Dolores.
Hello, Vicky. May I call you Vicky?
You may call me Vicky.
Indeed. How are we today?
Feeling really good today.
Yeah. Not me.
Not you.
No.
And reason why?
I hate the holidays.
Because?
I feel as out of place as I feel throughout the other 11. When the 12th month rolls around, I am out of place. Everyone looks at me funny. What?
Out of money, too.
No. Got lots of money.
Okay.
I made a killing in the market.
Tell her what you're wearing, though. You're Santa Claus, Mrs.
Wonderful.
Santa Claus.
Would you like to hear what I'm wearing?
Please enlighten me.
Okay. Are you sitting down?
Very. I'm sitting down.
Okay, please stand.
Stand.
Thank you. How's that? Nice?
Yeah.
Happy? Can I get you something to drink? I'm kidding, of course. I'm wearing a red velvet bustier trimmed in ermine. Huh? Nice.
That's nice.
Right. It's got a lot of spangles in it, sequins. Very, very nice. The skirt is short. Very short. And it's green leather.
It's green leather?
Yes. And the heels are so pointy, you can't even stand it.
Is that right?
Yeah. How would you like to guess how tall I am?
How tall are you?
Come on, guess. Let's make this fun.
Okay.
Yes.
Since you want to turn this into a little game.
Yeah, I like games. You like games,
okay.
Sweetheart? Yes. Yes.
I'm guessing you're about 6
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
6'2".
Taller. I'm 6'8". 380 pounds.
Incredible.
Yeah. Big guy, and it's all shoulders.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. That's and tell me about you. How tall are you?
I stand about 5'8", 5'9".
Wow, and 260?
I'm sorry?
How fat are you?
I stand about 180.
Yeah, I like them fat.
Really?
Yeah. You sure you're not closer to 240?
I'm close. I'm almost there.
Yeah, I like that.
We finally got us not lying. Right. Ask her about her BM, Grubby.
You know, you're a big girl. You like to eat?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too. I got, I'll get into it later, but tell me about your BMs.
Sorry?
Don't be sorry, honey. Never be sorry. Tell me about your BMs.
Oh, wow. So you wonder what I look like.
What's that?
You want to know what I look like?
No, I want to know what they look like. Don't you know what a BM is?
I have no idea, not a clue.
All right, let me walk you down this road, all right?
Please.
This path, as it were.
Exactly.
You get up in the morning, right?
Yes.
And you have an urge, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And you go and you take care of that urge.
Nice.
Nice? A nice BM, you know what I mean?
I know.
On the toilet?
On the
speak in my term.
Okay.
Language.
Okay, I'll speak in your term.
Acceptable around here.
Oh, dear.
No. You see, listen, Dim, what you do is you go into the bathroom, right?
Exactly.
And you satisfy an urge, right?
An orange?
An urge.
An urge.
You are dumb. You are a dumb fat one, aren't you?
I'm dumb?
Yeah, you're dumb.
Really?
Yeah, but I like them dumb. That's okay. Dumb and fat. You sweat a lot?
How dare you speak to me this way?
Why do you want me to speak to you?
I am a mistress. I am a higher being.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You're a big, fat, sweaty being is what you are. Do you have a dictionary? Do you have books? Do you know what a book is?
No.
Okay. I want you to go get a book, find a book, and find one, and put the spine part to the left side, okay? So then it's facing up. Then you open it up, and it's called a dictionary, right? And you look up BM.
Oh, we have jokes today, don't we?
What's that?
Well, honey, if you have dates, and I'm going to transfer you to somebody who listens to care, okay?
Please do, you big, fat, sweaty hog.
Get ready for some fun conversation.
She is like you, Dolores.
No.
I hope the next one can cook for you.
We finally got one of those pigs to tell us what she really looks like.
Yeah,
though.
And she did not like being called dumb.
She was 5'6 and 180.
She didn't know what a BM was.
No.
Well, that's just as well.
Oh, I think she probably knew somewhere
sure.
in the back of her mind.
She's on a first-name basis, yeah. Probably.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Victoria. Who's this?
Hi, Victoria. This is the Baron.
The Baron?
Yes. The Baron of BM.
The Baron of BM?
Yeah, did we just speak?
No, we did not.
I believe we maybe did. Are you 5'8", 180?
No.
Yes, you are. You're the big, fat, sweaty hog, aren't you? Do you know what a BM is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I think you're the same one. Didn't you just speak to Dolores? You remember me. 6'8", 380?
Do you really think it's the same girl?
It's the same name. Victoria. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I wake you?
No.
Let's get down to business. Can you cook for me?
There you go, Robbie.
What kind of food?
Well, it is the holidays, and I've got a terrific eggnog fetish going on. Can you make eggnog?
Yeah, I know how to make eggnog.
All right, walk me through it.
Would you ask her to call you, Dolores?
Walk me through eggnog.
Yeah, and here's what you need to do. You need to tell me how you're going to make eggnog, and you need to call me Dolores.
Dolores.
Did you want to hear what I'm wearing?
Sure.
I'm wearing the naughtiest Santa outfit you've ever seen.
Are you looking for a mistress or are you looking for a hot girl?
I'm looking for some eggnog.
You're looking for some, you know, the party line.
Take control.
What's this now?
Party line.
Party line? No, what I want is you being subservient to me.
Subservient.
Dolores. So can you make the eggnog?
No, I don't know how to make it.
Okay, now there is just a tangle of lies. Because not 1 minute ago you said you knew how to make eggnog.
You're
what sort of detestable cur are
I know
you?
I know how to buy eggnog.
Yeah, okay. I bet you know how to get everything with cash, right? But you know how to sell some things with cash, too, right?
I know how to spend cash.
Yeah. You big lady, you big cash mover, hanging on the corner with all your whore friends.
Oh, dear.
How fat are you?
I'm 125 pounds.
Yeah, okay, 125 from the neck up. You know what you are? You are thick set and dim witted. Move me on to someone else. You're no use to me. You're of no use.
He's a jerk. I hear in the background, he's a jerk.
I'm trying to move on.
He's a jerk.
You hear that?
Yeah, he's
hello?
A jerk.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
You're on the air.
This is Dolores. Who's this?
Well, this is Tricia, the operator. What type of call are you looking for, sir, this afternoon?
I'm looking for a sex call.
Okay. What's your name again?
Dolores.
Dolores?
No, listen. You get paid to listen, don't you?
So this is the operator.
Right.
What type of call are you looking for this evening?
What are you wearing?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call, okay?
No.
This is a first.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer you over to one of our hot blondes, okay? You hold on one moment.
Great, a hot blonde. That'd be good.
He's alienated all of them.
Wow. This is, for all the times we've done this bit, this is a first round. You almost had the operator hanging up on you.
A lot of anger.
Because remember,
hi!
Don and Mike, you're on the radio.
My name is Tiffany, is that?
Hi, Tiffany. I bet you that's your real name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a hot blonde?
Yeah, I sure am. I'm actually a dirty blonde.
Wow, I bet. Maybe we should get some soap over to you.
What?
Because you're dirty.
Color of my hair.
Right. You cook a lot, dude? What's that?
Are you a comedian or something?
No, far from it.
Well, you're not that funny.
Right. But you are funny and smart and pretty.
I am funny and smart and pretty.
That's right, hog. All right, listen. What we need? What's that?
Did you call me a hog?
No, I did not.
Call
you
a hog.
What we need you to do, I need your help because I'm sad.
You're a hog in there.
Again. You're sad?
Yes, I'm sad, hog. Because listen.
You're the hog.
I'm not a hog.
You're sad because you look at yourself in the mirror. And
oh, okay. That's
funny.
Very clever. Listen, it's Christmas and I'm sad, hog. So what I need you to do is I need you to help me. I'm done everything I can. I'm wearing my naughtiest Santa outfit, hog. My naughtiest Santa outfit, hog. And what it is.
God, you're a Santa Claus.
Yes, it's naughty.
It's naughty. What are you doing trying to dress up as a Santa Claus?
Because it makes.
To scare the kids. It's not Halloween.
Listen, can you help me out here?
Wow. I sure can. Like,
okay, then pipe it down.
Pipe it down.
You listen, I was doing a lot better before I even started paying these exorbitant rates to call ye. So settle down, Og. Okay, here we go. I'm wearing.
Now you're telling me to settle down.
Exactly. The mirthless laugh of the ill-informed.
Yeah.
Listen, can I tell you what I'm
whatever.
Wearing, please?
Yeah, you just
please.
Tell me.
Okay. Can you just take
I'm
it down?
Quiet.
A right. I'll yeah. believe that. It's red leather, trimmed in white leather, and I'm wearing. Are you ready for this? A
yeah.
thong.
A thong.
It's a fur thong.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm feeling pretty good about myself, but I'm still feeling sad. So what I need is for you to make me a holiday dinner.
A holiday dinner?
Holiday dinner for Dolores. Can you do that for me, sweetness?
What, like with turkey and chicken?
No, we're talking geese.
Geese?
You see, now the geese is an oily bird.
Geese, oh,
yes.
Okay.
So I need you to render the bird down. Do you have a goose there, Dollface, Tiffany, Fat Hog?
No, I don't cook geese.
Okay, what do you cook?
Chicken and turkey.
How about eggs?
How about eggs, yeah.
Eggs?
Yeah, you make eggs?
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs? What is that?
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. That's clever. How far of an education did you get?
I'm still in college.
Right. How many years?
How far of... That is so silly. You're criticizing me.
No, I'm not.
Because
you're... No. You interpreted that as criticism when, in fact, it was a vote of support.
I said do scrambled eggs, and you said something you probably didn't hear.
I said what you said. You said scrambled eggs, which is a verb.
Hog.
Not an adjective.
Pig.
Hog. You know what's good with eggs?
Well, how far did you go to college?
How far? Over 200 miles.
About eighth grade because
pig
the
hog.
Kids didn't like you?
I graduated magna cum laude from the university known as Virginia Commonwealth. True.
Oh, you're in Virginia?
Yes. Or am I? What's that?
Is that where you're from?
Listen, I don't like answering your questions, Hog, because this is more about ye. Where are you from?
Pig hog.
I'm here in California, Heifer. Los Angeles.
Really? California? In the hog district?
Heifer.
Heifer?
Oh, my gosh. Heifer?
Don't
are
be. It's okay.
Heifer?
What's that?
Are you calling me a heifer?
I'm not, Guernsey. It's fine.
Pig. You're calling me hog heifer?
No, bull. It's fine.
Why don't you have your own talk show?
I don't.
You're hilarious.
What I need... Listen, are you listening?
I want you to
close your eyes and concentrate. I want you to concentrate. Ready?
I'm concentrating.
Concentrate on this. Eggs. Eggs. Do you hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Eggnog?
No. Yes, actually.
Oh, lucky guess.
Yes.
I
like eggnog. I have an eggnog.
She's tracking
fetish.
With
can you. Make
I have
some
no
eggnog?
Idea how to cook eggnog. Do you
don't,
know how to cook it?
But here's what's funny. You don't cook it. You don't cook it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not cooking.
What we're going to do is we're going to make a meringue.
Yeah.
Can you make a meringue?
A meringue.
Can you make me a good BM? Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
Before we go on to the meringue, which is nice.
Pig hog.
Let me ask you this, Pig. Do you know what a BM is?
A BM?
Yes.
What is a BM?
Now, do you know what it is?
No.
Are you there with other ladies?
No.
Okay, tell me the truth, because this is going to help me. Is there someone else in the room with you?
Well, I do have a roommate.
Okay, ask the roommate. So you're all alone?
Yes.
She can get her to scream,
I
want a BM.
So then this will be easy. I want you to scream as loud as you can, I love BM.
I do not scream.
Why not?
I haven't done cheerleaders in school.
Who pays your check?
Have her just say it.
Who pays my check?
I do.
Just have her say it. Have her just say it.
Are you serious?
Without me, there's no need for you, Hog. So I want you to yell BM.
Just say, have her just say it.
Oh, gosh. Do you think someone pays me?
Ask her just to say
it. Can you just say BM?
BM.
I love BM.
I love BM.
I love BM. There
I love
you go.
I love to eat BM.
What's BM mean?
Now listen, we'll get
BM.
To that later.
I love
it. It better not be nasty.
It's not nasty at all.
I love to cover
myself with your BM.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
No way.
Well, why not?
Sick.
That's not sick.
Pig.
It's not sick hog. You know, a hog makes BM.
You know what?
A pig makes BM.
You call me a hog, you little...
Hey, easy, easy. Don't kill my buzz, baby. It's Christmas and it's all good.
I'm serious
as a heart attack. Are you kidding me over here? I need you to say, tell me about BM.
You're so hilarious.
I am. I love BM and you love BM and you're sitting there sitting in your BM and throwing your BM against the wall and watching it crawl down.
Yeah, I love BM. I like to do everything with a BM.
And you don't know what BM is.
And I have no idea. Not a slightest.
And there's clip. No one around, because if you were to ask them, they'd tell you what BM is.
Yeah, they sure will.
Why don't you tell her?
Oh, hold on for 1 second. Let me, buzz somebody real quick.
Okay, good. Okay. That'll be fine.
All right.
Right.
She's going to check and see. Put you on hold now. See what,
find out
what
she's going to get a definition of BM.
Because the way I picture it, honey, is you're sitting in a room and it looks like a sales office.
You still on with you?
Because I don't know.
Well, I just called my friend. They don't understand what BM is.
Okay, how about this phrase?
Do you understand?
Slow it down. Do you understand the phrase number two?
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Well, it's that.
Tell us, she sounds like a BM eater.
You sound like a BM eater.
I sound like a BM?
Laden with corn and nuts.
Laden with corn and nuts?
Yeah, like you're a BM eater.
You eat
BM.
You eat BM. Sure. Sure you do. For Christmas. It's like a fruitcake.
Like a fruitcake?
Yes, but better. Now about the eggnog.
Okay, what about the eggnog?
Do you have eggs?
Do I have eggs? Yes, of course. It's in my refrigerator.
What we need? Okay, well, let's run our big fat hog butt over to the refrigerator.
I look fat? Are you calling me fat?
I'm not.
You better not.
Okay,
you.
Are you listening to me, hog?
Oh, my God, you're like
I need
totally...
You to, come on, if you can, scrape your ever-widening ass off that chair and get over to the fridge.
Ass?
What's that?
Did you say my wine ass?
What? I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Better get that tomato.
I want you to run over to the fridge, if you can, then
catch your
breath, okay, and get out the eggs. And I bet you have a dozen brown eggs.
No.
No? Look again.
Is that what you need?
I need a dozen brown eggs. And if they're white, I can tell you how to make them brown.
BM.
Whatever.
With BM, right? Because you know what it is, right? Right?
Yeah.
It's number two. Okay, I need you to separate the eggs.
Okay.
Okay? Tell me when that's done.
Oh, gosh.
Do you have a tomato?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I need you to slice that tomato as well.
Oh, I hate doing this.
Yeah, I know. It's tough being you, isn't it?
Yeah, I have my parents to cook for me. Silly.
Yeah, that's it. Careful not to cut yourself. All the butter will fall out of your veins.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, whatever you say.
Okay, now, what's that?
Whatever you say, whatever.
My name is Dolores.
Dolores.
Help
Sarah
me.
Dolores.
Help me walk this road to Noel's satisfaction, all right?
Okay.
All right, what else is in the fridge? Let's see what we've got.
Okay, I have...
Have you no cheese?
Huh?
What?
I have bell pepper cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Regular cheese.
Regular cheese? That'd be Kraft cheese.
Kraft cheese.
I need a Colby. Colby of medium sharpness?
She just said the S word.
I don't have any.
Okay, how about like a pepper jack?
Oh, okay, I have that.
Okay, naturally. I need you to cube it.
Oh, great. You're going to make me break my nose.
Right. Right. By what? Punching you in the nose? You see, of course, because you're picking your nose. That's another joke.
Oh, yeah. You're picking your
While she's eating BM.
While you're eating your BM.
While you're eating your BM.
Hey, cool it. I'm not a BM eater, and yet, you are.
Yeah, I am.
That's the queer duality of you. Okay, is the cheese cubed?
Yes.
Cube it again.
Oh, great.
Every cube will yield 4 more cubes. 8, actually. 3 cubes will yield 8. 1 will get you 8. How many cubes have you?
Okay, you got a break.
I have no idea if there's in pieces. There
okay,
is.
The frying pan is hot? I didn't tell you to do this, but I imagine you've started the frying pan, right?
Yeah.
We gotta wind it up here.
All right, I need you to put your hand in the frying pan.
You're crazy.
No, I am talking just like gospel truth here. Burn your hand for me.
Oh, yeah?
I want to hear you yell.
Yeah, right.
Okay, just like making, let's use all the fat in your hand to make soap. Let's render it down. What's that?
Do I have any fat?
Yes, you do.
No, I weigh 110 pounds.
Oh, you've got fat on your knuckles. You are just big and sweaty like a hog.
What about you?
Hog me? Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Like a swimsuit model.
I like a model.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Hog.
Model BM.
You are a model for BM. You could be on the cover of BM Magazine. That'd be a good show, wouldn't it? You'd watch
BM Magazine.
BM Magazine.
You know, you're full of crap.
Hey, then you ought to love me.
Oh, I would if he was on TV laughing at you.
Big fat Hog. That's your problem. Hog.
Do you
hog.
Sell cars?
Oink, oink, oink. Actually, I do.
No wonder. Yeah. Are you telling that guy the commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She only knew.
All right.
You big fat Hog. Merry Christmas with your burned fat hand.
Goodbye now.
Don't you yell for me one time, yell BM. Yell BM. Yell BM. Yell BM.
Yeah, right.
Go on, do it, or I'll stop payment on the check.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yell BM.
Should I call you BM?
No, just yell BM.
What did you say?
I said goodbye.
All right.
It's over. It's done.
What?
I've lost it. I've lost all interest.
All interest of me?
Yes.
I thought we were having...
Then she's gone.
She's gone.
Fantastic one, Ron.
Sometimes that's how it ends.
That was fun. She was alive when we finally got a good one there.
I loved it. None of them knew what BM was.
No. Interesting, isn't it? Well, it's medical terminology, really.
And she's still in college. I think you learned that the last year.
She seemed to perk up when you said cover her in BM.
All right, Rob, get ready for some kudos. Here is Pete from Philly. Pete.
It's Keith.
Keith, I'm sorry, Keith.
What's going on, man? That's the funniest damn thing I've ever heard on your show before.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rob hit a home run there.
Oh, that's great. We've been doing that a long time.
And Rob, here you go. Here's Pat in Ocean City. Pat.
Don, Mike, and Rob A.
Hey.
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
Thank you.
Rob, you knocked it out of the park.
He's the original.
Remember, one cube of cheese will yield 8.
I love the BM thing when she finally caught on.
And then she didn't like it.
She said number 2. She's like, hey.
Oh, ew.
Great.
Number 2.
I don't like that.
Why would they have the jingle? It's time for Dying
for Transvestites with Rob A.
In the alter ego of Dolores.
Dolores. And I like the way you changed outfits today, too.
Well, you know, I thought everyone deserved a treat.
The fur thong.
Nice job. Okay.
All by Bob Mackie.
Take one more J.O. call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mark.
Go ahead. That was the best bit you ever did with that.
Yeah. Rob is the best of that, no doubt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I about had a wreck on the Skoogle.
Thank you. Google.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Philly call.
Oh, okay.
Google. Philly call for you.
Hello, that's what you get also when you take the fur off of you.
Yeah, you have a nasty case.
Google.
Donna Mike, hello.
Powder.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Ed, I don't know what was more painful listening to Don's wife call or that skit.
Well, I guess that would be one in the negative column.
Well, that would be one that the exception that proves the rule.
Well, you know, you open that door up.
I gotta go powder my skookles.
BM here. Got a break. Great job, Robbie. Man, do I love that bit. God, those are 25 minutes. I could sit there and do that all day with Rob. All day. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. It is such a good show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. We don't have the news. The Don and Mike Show.
Conjoined. And that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Yeah, this always works in a pinch. Break glass in case of emergency.
Break glass for emergency Christmas music.
Now, sorry, I was in conference and cutting liners for the Pittsburgh station.
Ah, very good.
Which we thought went on the air. As turns out, it's not going on the air until sometime next week.
Ah. That's interesting.
God. Well,
you mean the one that we mentioned like a month ago that we were on in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Well, the way it was explained to me is that it's a station that had gone dark.
Oh.
and Rob, don't get excited.
Uh-huh.
It means that, you know, they're going out of business.
Right.
So another company bought the station, and they had a transmitter deal where it was like 50,000 watts during the day.
Uh-huh.
And 500 watts at night.
A daytimer.
Meaning during the daytime, it went like all the way to Idaho.
Right.
But at night, you had
right.
you drive around the block to pick up the station. Well, I guess now it's 50,000 watts all the time.
All the time. So they do a little FCC stuff.
All the time.
All right.
So it's, I guess, starting soon in Pittsburgh, 1550, and you should be able to hear it.
Signal.
Up and down the East Coast, 1550, The Edge.
Wonderful.
That's the station in Pittsburgh. That's why the music wasn't here, because I was cutting these fantastic liners.
Ah, that's very exciting.
As you could see, they put a lot of thought and effort into these liners.
That's good, yes.
Don and Mike. Don and Mike on the Edge, 1550.
Don and Mike on the Edge.
It's Don Geronimo back in Pittsburgh on the Edge. I didn't read him quite like this. I give it a little more.
Did he give it a little more enthusiasm?
Punched him up a little.
Yeah.
Little
and I know you're excited that. To be back in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I love Pittsburgh.
Why, we were telling Pittsburgh that the other day.
That's it, but we're still not on. But the good news is that the station was broken, and they're fixing it.
Wonderful.
And then as soon as it's fixed, we're going to go on the station.
Hey, if it ain't broken.
But it was broken.
It was, so they fixed it.
It was broken. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's time for another episode of Profanity Today.
All right.
Now, today's profanity.
Go.
Lovely
no.
My money.
No.
That was profane.
You know, he likes doing that at dinner?
He actually got on the air before with that bit, but he had something that we couldn't say on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, which reminds me, did anybody watch Letterman last night?
No.
I did not.
Okay. Here's the deal. He's bitching about Starbucks coffee.
Why?
And
why?
He doesn't like the taste. And it's great to know that David Letterman gets dicked around the same way we do. Now, he says that the decaffeinated coffee he's drinking tastes like number one. But he says a word.
He's hated that since he's had his heart surgery.
But he says a word that starts with P.
Uh-huh.
It starts with the letter P.
Mm-hmm.
And they beep it out.
Wow.
Would it be the P-I word?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he says it tastes like that. It gets a big laugh from the audience, but it goes beep. Then he looks up and says, gee, I wonder if that's going to make the air. And Paul Schaefer says, well, you said it tasted. Or, no, he didn't say it tasted. He said, you were mentioning human urine. Now, that got left in
uh-huh.
because there was no mention
right.
of tasting.
The word.
Then they come back from a break. And Letterman says, well, I've just been told this by the staff. And he holds up one of those index cards, and it says, standard says, the word, I'm not going to say it. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right. P-I, you know,
mm-hmm, right.
Is okay. And they beep out the word, and as he holds up the card, they pixelate the word. That word.
The whole thing is when you start making a big deal about it and the repetition comes into play, that's when they really go berserk.
Now, right? You can say, boy, that really pissed me off.
Yes, you can.
But you can't say
that Starbucks coffee tastes like that.
That tastes like blank. Right. You can't say that.
So it's funny to watch Letterman being dicked around with this.
Nice to know he deals with the same thing.
Yep.
The same way.
You remember a year or so ago when he kept running the clip from On Golden Pond? That CBS ran, I think it was the S word.
Right.
And he just kept running it. Just
BS, because, Rob.
That's what it was.
Yeah, with
that's
the kid, what, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's so funny. I'm watching this. And,
I remember that.
And just like on this show, mm-hmm. they come in with a note on a card.
Right.
Standards is fine with, and he says the word.
Mm-hmm.
They beep it out. They hold up the card. It's like a guy's face on Cops.
Sure.
It's all pixelated.
And I mean, we have been dealing with that for so long,
yeah.
And I think they probably freak out even more when it comes to national television.
Somebody should send Letterman that book. You know, they one time, there is a book, an actual book, and I don't know why the powers that be at this company and other radio companies are afraid to show disc jockeys the book of what you can and what you can't say.
The rules, the rule book that changes constantly.
Yeah. Now, it's very tough to interpret, but one time, Broyhill got a copy of the book and said, you're really not allowed to see this, but I'm going to show you this book to help you navigate your way around the rules and the way that the rules are changing all the time. Mm-hmm. And it really did help. It helped me learn that we got to learn to use other words for words that we can say, wow, that was great oral, but you can't use...
Pair that with another word.
Another word after the word oral.
I'm sorry.
Come on. You're killing me. You kill me. Just drop the F-bomb.
You know what?
He's right.
You know what's great about that? I never do that. And I spotlight it when I do it. You didn't see that one coming at all, did you?
No, I did not.
You physically jumped. And I know you're not real nimble right now, so I hope you didn't. Yeah. I hope I didn't call.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hey, we should be pretty much out of the lane.
I'm going to get an aneurysm right now. It's going to happen.
Right now, our voices on the radio are probably sound. Because like Mike said in reference to the entire thing about being edited at the Book of Rules, Mike just said out of the blue, that's effed up.
You're killing me, Al.
And then Mike said, well, I hope you hurt your back when you leaned over, you jumped over to push the dump button. And I said, it effed up my back.
Yeah.
And then, so we're out of delay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, when you get talking about it and you think about it, it's so crazy.
Nobody drops. Drop it right now, because that light has not come back on. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are truly operating...
Take thine own advice.
...without a delay.
Take your own advice, mister.
We are operating without a delay.
Look at his face.
The light's back on.
Okay, good.
Real quick, before we get to Craig Wilson, tell you one great story. Oh, God. So I'm working at WLS, Chicago, great station. John Landecker, good friend of mine, one of my idols, really, when I was growing up. And one of those guys, that when I got to know him and meet him, was real nice and not a dick and still is a good friend to this day and a mentor. Well, one night I'm doing the 10 to 2 shift on WLS, and Landecker's doing 6 to 10. He's doing his boogie check, where he's taking live phone calls. And the delay is broken. So Landecker says to me, I'm in the studio with him, he says, well, I could do one of two things. I could tape it, or I could do it live. I said, God, but if I do it live, someone says anything, I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. He says, I know what I'm going to do. He goes on the air and he goes, WLS, John Rutgers Landecker, all right, we're going to do the boogie check, but I'll tell you right now, we don't have any delay, so watch it.
Did he Did he do it on purpose to get people to?
No, it was just a big mistake. No, he stupidly thought that people, and this was back in the day, back in 1980, he stupidly thought that people were going to go along with it.
He was relying on the honor system.
And I'm standing behind him, and the suit's like 9:40. He's in WLS, boogie check, boogular check, first call. F you. He's flipping out. He says, we can't do this. He punches down. Next one. WLS.
That's fantastic.
And it's all because...
And he just said, hey, we don't have any delay. Don't want you to say anything bad.
Yeah. It's because he announced that the station didn't have any delay.
Sure, he learned very quickly after that.
He did. Okay, it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now... If Craig Wilson didn't have a good one for us today, we were going to go to his book to pull out something oriented around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turns out, Rob has pre-read this, and I've taken a look at it, and I believe you're going to get your fix here.
Good.
With your Craig Wilson final word for Wednesday from the USA Today. The final word by Craig Wilson.
At Christmas, we all see the light differently.
Nothing.
During these times, when it seems the whole world is divided into hundreds of warring factions, battling to get its own voice heard, I hesitate to bring up yet another divisive issue. But I will. Are you a multicolored light person or an all-white light person? like politics and religion, it's a topic that's not brought up in polite company. But sometimes you just gotta take a stand. Otherwise, the Martha Stewarts of the world will take over. And well, you know what happens then. Lawyers have to be called in.
Earlier this fall, I ran into an old friend who went from grade school through high school with me. And seeing that we hadn't seen each other in about 35 years, we immediately began talking about Christmas tree lights.
Right.
Obviously, this has been on our minds for decades. Larry, a minister in Western New York, who survived what seemed like 147 years of Methodist Youth Fellowship with me.
God,
can you imagine? He's a priest's delight. Can you imagine this?
Confess, he's a multicolored light guy.
I was relieved to hear this, because I kind of like him. And, well, if he said he was a white light kind of guy, I'm not quite sure how I'd have reacted. It would have been like him telling me that he had become a yogi and levitated daily.
As we all know, Methodists don't levitate.
I mean, they hardly even dance.
He then confessed he's in a mixed marriage. His wife, Brenda, is a white light woman. Sadder still, they have children. I see you're the therapy of their future.
I didn't ask him if he knew this unsettling fact about his wife before he married her. I can only assume he did not. He is a man who has dedicated his life to spreading the truth. And there's nothing truthful about a Christmas tree with all white lights. I'm sure Larry looks upon them, as I do, as nothing but white lies.
He wrote about our conversation in his church newsletter this month, reiterating that there are certain important issues that you have to draw the line over.
For instance, everybody knows that candy canes are supposed to be red and white, he writes. Last year I saw that some had orange, yellow, and green stripes. Here I make my stand. It's nothing sacred.
All right, now, I say we launch an investigation, and whoever this preacher is, he's got to be a kid pastor.
Excellent question. But let's leave the candy cane issue for another day.
I'm more interested in trying to figure out what the white light people are thinking. That Christmas is supposed to be monochromatic, tasteful, that everything is supposed to be matching?
Didn't they know that Christmas is supposed to be a cacophony? Did I get that word right?
Cacophony!
A cacophony of colors and sounds? A celebration instead of sedation? Madcap instead of Martha?
My neighbor Patty, a nice woman, although a bit of a show-off, always has two Christmas trees.
Hold on. We got to reset. We're almost done.
It's a good one to restart, though. This is the real Craig.
My neighbor, Patty.
And now back to the final word.
By Craig Wilson.
By Craig Wilson.
My neighbor, Patty. A nice woman,
although a bit of a show-off.
Always has two Christmas trees. One is in the upstairs living room window. The other is downstairs in the dining room.
The upstairs tree has multicolored lights. The downstairs one has all white lights. I've never asked her what's going on there.
Talk about a cry for help.
Jesus.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
There he is. His little Christmas column.
Craig Wilson.
White lights and multicolored lights. Must be really nice to get paid to think thoughts like that.
That's what the front page of the purple section of USA
Unbelievable.
Today.
Unbelievable.
My God. You got to really work hard to be that mundane.
How about Larry? Preacher Larry. Father Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Which lights do you like? Yeah, my wife likes white lights, but I like the multicolored lights.
I remember when you used to give me communion, Larry.
We never found out what lights Jack likes.
I remember when you used to feed me the WP. When I used to drink the WP.
Fantastic, Gregory.
God bless you.
Two trees, one in the dining room, one in the living room. Super duper. Let's have some WP.
Talk about a cry for help.
Time to have some. That's great WP.
We have to use initials on that now,
yes,
too.
Yes, of course.
We do, but people that listen know what we're talking about.
WP. Oh, I know that. Well, God, man. Oh, man, I had a hankering for some WP.
Look at this tree. It's got multicolored light, and it's covered with WP.
Like icicles.
We will be right back. For some reason, it's a holiday favorite
on
this show. Hamburger James. It has nothing to do with Christmas at all.
Right.
Nothing at all.
Well, not to everybody.
But Charlie loves it.
Yep.
And everybody, I'm going to tell you something right now. Mike, you better back me up on this.
I can't.
Charlie's feeling better.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's feeling much better. Hey, I talked to him as early as 15 minutes ago, and he was doing great.
Good. Okay.
I think he may have recovered.
I don't want any of that death stuff today on the day before we take off on a holiday.
I think he's doing really, really well.
Hope so.
Oh, you're in charge of that.
I spoke to him, and he's feeling very, very chipper. And I think he's going to be great when you read him that story.
All right. Well,
but
Charlie,
he has lost a lot of weight.
Charlie, no. Not on the show before we go away on holiday. You can't have Charlie with AIDS before Christmas.
Don't worry, Don. He's a fighter.
I know he's a fighter, but
he's going to do well.
It's got to be the Christmas miracle.
I understand.
Even if your vocal range...
In that way, you're almost like a romantic.
Yeah.
If your
vocal range doesn't allow you to stay in the Charlie range all the time...
I won't be able to tell you until he starts
going... grown-up Charlie.
Absolutely. And he's going to love the story, and there won't be any talk about death.
Please?
I'll talk to him during the commercial break.
Good.
And I'll say none of this, death. And destruction.
Don't, Mike.
I won't. I will talk to him. I'm going to give him... You know what? During the commercial break, I will give him a stern talking to that even if he's in pain, he shouldn't share that with you.
Yeah.
And I know that he'll live till Friday at least because it's his 62nd birthday.
That's right. We're missing that this year.
Yes, we are.
It's his 62nd birthday.
62.
I think he's going to be great.
He's
going
to
be amazed.
62.
You're going to be amazed at how well he's doing.
I'm not asking Charlie now. I'm asking Mike now.
You know what? He'll walk in here. He won't be wheeled.
You know, if you do that, you're going to ruin this whole show.
I'm not going to ruin the whole show.
We've had
an enormous amount of pressure.
Had a 4-star show today. Mm-hmm. I mean, Charlie with a grown-up voice.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You really don't know until he comes in here. But he's not going to be talking about any kind of death or anything like that.
Okay.
You
promise?
I promise. I promise. Absolutely promise.
Okay.
I do. You're just making me goofy now because you're looking at me like that. Charlie's doing great.
Yes, he promises.
You know what? If it's that important, he's going to be great. This will be the best Charlie you've ever heard.
I just dropped the F-bomb on Mike again. And you started that, too.
I did, yes. I'm trying to ruin the show.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, now we had the medley yesterday of all of Bill O'Reilly's thoughts. And we mentioned this is our last show before holiday, but let's get one last thought of the day from fake newsman Bill O'Reilly. Bill, what say you?
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
Well, there you are. There you go. Words to live by.
Interesting thought.
Yeah.
Put it on my tombstone. And now, a holiday favorite.
Hello, Don.
Hello, Charlie.
How are you? I've made a miraculous recovery.
Well, I cannot tell you.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
Please.
I cannot tell you how happy I am that you're well.
I'm so much better.
Charlie.
Well, take my ass and call me Charlie.
Call me
Isn't
Charlie.
This exciting?
Hi, Charlie.
Look what I have.
A dreidel.
A dreidel.
Get to know Charlie.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
And you are feeling
better.
Look at that.
Wow.
You are feeling better. Don't do that gaunt thing with me.
I'm doing great, Don.
I know you are, Charlie.
I'm looking forward to the Hamburger James story.
And why do you like the Hamburger James story at Christmas?
Because it tells a story that's really good.
Oh, everybody, we have $500 we haven't given away yet today.
I want it.
Courtesy of LASIK Plus.
Yes. Okay.
Be nice and help you through this bit.
Okay.
You can have the money.
Good.
LASIK Plus, contact lenses are out. LASIK is in. Call 1-800-LASIK-PLUS.
Very good.
When are you going to start the Hamburger James story, Don?
Right now, Charlie.
All right.
Are you ready?
Whee!
You say hi to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Charlie.
Yes, Don, I'm ready for the story. Hi, Lisa.
How are you feeling, Charlie?
I'm winning.
I'm winning.
I'm
so
winning.
Glad to have you healthy.
It's good to be healthy.
Yeah. Big birthday coming up, Charlie.
Yep.
You coming over?
Lisa, thanks for helping with my makeup. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
What, do you like Fez now? You're wearing makeup?
No makeup for me, Don.
What's Fez's real name?
Todd Hilliard. You know Todd.
Todd. Yes, he's a good boy.
Todd Hilliard.
Let me just get ready for the story. There we go.
Good color in your cheeks.
All right, here we go, Charlie.
2 days till cake.
Are you ready?
Cake for my 62nd birthday. Hamburger James time.
Mm-hmm.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Story written by Rick Stanley, who was Elvis's stepbrother.
Yeah, Elvis liked him.
One afternoon, my mom pulls up in a beautiful Continental with a guy who's a perfect stranger to me.
Ooh, nice car.
I come out of the boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's sitting in the front seat with the guy who introduces him as my new daddy, Vernon.
Vernon Presley.
And the three of us are ushered in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we leave from the school and drive to the mansion, Graceland, all of a sudden there's this big, beautiful house. The first thing I notice, all these bodyguards. Guys walking around with guns under their arms.
The Memphis Mafia.
Inside, I walked down a mirrored hallway down the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I found it amazing. These big gold records were everywhere.
We even went and filled his pills with sugar.
Elvis was standing over by the record player, listening to records. And then it goes on and on and on. And, well, here we go.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
My first trip with Elvis was to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting on the plane. He's on the aisle, and I'm right beside him.
Right.
Elvis looked at me and goes, I'm a teacher. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know.
And Elvis knew a lot of things, Don.
By the way, what you see and what you hear on the road, you don't say nothing about it at home, okay?
No way.
We got to the hotel. We were there 5 minutes, and all these girls were there. All these guys and these girls waiting. None of the wives were ever allowed to go on the road with us.
No way, man.
And that was one of the reasons why. Elvis looks at me and says, there are two girls I've dated that are going to be here, Joyce and Janice. He's a married man. He's got not only one, but two girls.
Two babes.
That was the night Elvis initiated me into what was called the Memphis Mafia.
The Memphis Mafia, all of Elvis's friends.
He called me at 4 o'clock in the morning and asked me to find a cheeseburger in downtown Washington.
I need a cheeseburger, man.
It was December of 1970.
Long time ago, Don.
Freezing weather.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he wanted cheeseburgers, I said, where do I go to get them? He said, it's your responsibility, man. Find out.
You figure out where you get them cheeseburgers. For Elvis Presley.
The bellman.
Merry Christmas.
No. So literally, get out in the streets of D.C. and find a place.
Mm-hmm.
I put the cheeseburgers inside my coat and ran all the way back to the hotels.
White Castle.
Got inside, and one of the girls was there. I pulled the hamburgers out, and I handed them to Elvis, and he said, I don't want those hamburgers, those cheeseburgers.
Don't want them now. I'm the king.
I'm just checking you out.
Yep.
See if you could do it. Eventually, I took care of him when we were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I did everything. I made sure all Elvis's meals were taken care of.
Elvis couldn't feed himself.
I took care of his wardrobe and his jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I taped up the windows so the sun couldn't get in.
He had lots of jewelry.
I set up the room and carried the kid that had all of his medication.
Yeah, man.
When he would come off stage, it was my job to get a towel around his neck, a glass of water in his hand, and a coat on his back. Get him a car and make sure that no vents were blowing on him.
I love the Hamburger James story.
Girls. Killing you to play along with it, isn't it?
Not at all. Not a bit.
Killing you to do this.
I'm doing my job.
Girls were always available.
Mm-hmm.
When Elvis wanted a girl, someone would go find him one.
Find me abroad.
We called it trolling.
Trolling for girls.
Elvis would look around and say, it's time to go trolling, man.
Go get him, boys.
And we knew what that meant.
Stop that girl.
In one of the Vegas hotels, they'd gather together in a lounge area and sit around on sofas and wait. When Elvis wanted someone to go trolling, I'd go down and look them over and pick out four or five. I told him Elvis wanted to meet them.
That girl last night, she gave the best.
And asked if they wanted to come up to the suite.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool, but everybody knew what was up. There was a routine. When I was gone, Elvis would get out stuff to talk to them about. He had books on astrology and numerology and that type of thing.
Take a look at the stars, man.
Anyway, I'd take him up and there he'd be all smiles and gracious. Elvis would make women feel wonderful. They'd sit around the suite for a while and Elvis would look him over while he talked to them.
He was the king of rock and roll.
And he'd let me know which one he wanted to stay. When the visit wore down, I'd escort the others to the door.
Time to go, ladies.
And the one that was chosen would stay behind.
With panties on.
I'd instruct her and tell her what Elvis liked and didn't like.
Yeah, man.
I'd tell her if things worked out in a way she decided she wanted to stay the night.
You want to sleep with the king?
There'd be some things that she would have to know.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis always liked to eat in bed.
Not fish.
So I'd set sort of a table on the bed. I'd tell them Elvis always ate and slept in his pajamas.
You don't like fish.
And I'd left some of his pajama tops in the bathroom just for them. And I'd tell them Elvis insisted everybody be very clean.
Very clean, especially your toenails. Clean those nails, girls.
They might want to take a shower before they put on the PJs. I'd tell them they could order anything they wanted to eat, but Elvis hated the
fish.
Smell of fish.
He didn't like fish, Don. Fish smelled bad. Bad fish.
Yeah, whatever they wanted.
Stinky fish.
But they had to stay away from fish.
Fish smells bad, especially when it's old.
Do you know what the reference is there to, Charlie? I'm going to break away from the story now for a second.
No, I don't, Don.
Do you know what a woman's area smells like?
Yeah.
Do you know if a woman, let's say on a hot day, hasn't taken a bath or a shower?
Right.
Do you know down there what I'm talking about? Do you know the part I'm talking about?
WP.
No, not WP.
Number one.
No, I'm talking about the woman's... Let me write the word down.
All right.
Okay. Starts with a P.
P-U. Poo Tinky.
Starts with a P and ends with a Y.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad word.
Elvis thought that...
Oh, that's right, yes. Smelled like fish.
Okay.
Now I remember.
Can you think
it's been a whole year. I forgot.
Can you think of any women you know whose...
Oh, yes, Don, yes.
...might smell like fish?
Everyone here.
Oh, God. The women who work here at the radio station?
All of them. Especially when it's hot.
There's another word for that area. Starts with a C. I wrote it down here.
Oh, my God.
See you
in Toledo. That's the worst word of all. Miss Lisa told me that.
That's right.
She said, that's the worst word of all, Charlie. Don't say the C word. Because I did one day.
Didn't you? You call Lisa C?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because I was mad.
What were you mad about?
She knocked my wheelchair.
You called her the C word?
I did. I said, get this thing rolling, you see.
What did she say?
She said, don't ever speak to me like that, Charlie. Don't ever speak to me like that again. Or I won't let you come in and listen to the Hamburger James story. And I'll tell Donna, keep it down.
Elvis hated the smell of fish.
Yes.
The girls could eat anything they wanted. They had to stay away from fish.
No fish, clams, oysters.
I told them they could brush their teeth after they ate. Elvis always did that. And I put a new toothbrush in the bathroom for them. I'd always take a big batch of toothbrushes on the road.
I thought you said bath. That's a fish.
Big double handful.
Sturgeon.
I told them Elvis loved to have his back and shoulders rubbed.
Mm-hmm. But don't rub him with a fish.
That was it. I'd serve them, then I'd leave. The kit went everywhere with Elvis.
Mm. He had all of his stuff in the kit, Don.
I was the guy designated to take care of it.
Yep.
If he went out for a drive, that meant I brought the kit.
Go out and get some salmon cakes.
It had all kinds of uppers. Dexedrine, Black Beauties.
Elvis's drugs.
Then you've got the Class A Percodan, Demerol, Codeine, Barbiturates.
I'd have guessed something good for these.
Secadol, Nembutal.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, there was liquid Demerol, needles. Plus, he had money inside the kit.
All taken up. All taken up in his colon.
$10,000 in a wallet.
Dolphin.
Makeup, driver's license, and a lot of jewelry. Elvis started taking prescription drugs from his mom when he was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Antidepressants and uppers.
She took a lot of pills, too.
Are you ready for the good part of the story, Charlie?
The Hamburger James part! The Hamburger James part! Wow, wow, wow!
A lot of big money performers think it's sort of fun to have servants hanging around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy that ended up working for Elvis.
Yep.
Helping me, but he didn't have much of a job.
Right.
Lately, he went for stuff like hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
We all called him
Hamburger James. The best part of the story right now.
Well, I'm in Elvis's suite one day, and he yells to me,
Hamburger James!
I'm glad you're excited, Charlie.
Hamburger James time!
I'm in Elvis's suite one day, and he yells out to me from his bathroom that someone has been in his kit.
His kit's where he keeps all his stuff like money and makeup and drugs.
He said things were missing, some money and some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We ran all over the place, and the only person we couldn't find was...
Hamburger James!
Elvis was more than mad.
He's pissed.
He was in a wild rage.
Yeah, man.
Spread to everyone.
Kill him.
You see, Elvis had pictures in the kids.
Right.
I didn't look at them. They were pictures of Scylla.
Naked.
Hamburger James took some of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Elvis was hot. Manny was hot.
Pictures of her word that you wrote down.
Everybody's running around looking for Hamburger James. Someone said, I bet he's at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Vegas at the time.
Go get him, boys.
Elvis screams, get the car.
Get the car. I'm a federal officer.
We race out of the hotel and pile into a couple of cars. Six or seven of us. We're driving like crazy. But somebody found out a plane is supposed to be leaving for Memphis in a few minutes. We come screeching up at the airport. Everybody piles out.
Hi, Terry.
A lot of us are wearing guns and shoulder holsters.
Yeah, they got guns like they're cops.
Elvis is right there with us. Everybody's running up to the counters, jumping up and down.
Right on,
trying,
baby.
Trying to find...
Hamburger James. The bad guy that took the kid.
Everybody's freaking out.
Right on.
Women are grabbing their kids and hugging them while these guys with guns run all over the place.
Amen.
Remember, this is Vegas in 74.
Yeah.
Stars like Elvis are protected in places like this.
They protect him because he gets so many people to come into the hotel to see him perform.
Anyway, it happened pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, someone runs up and says he found out the plane from Memphis is leaving the gates.
Oh, no, get Hamburger James.
Charlie, we're going to have to do a break.
No.
Yeah, we got a break.
No, Don.
Come back with the best part of the story.
Mm-hmm. Can I eat my apple now?
Sure. Enjoy your apple, Charlie. I'm so glad that you're enjoying the story today.
Yes.
I love apples, and I love Hamburger James time.
I'm so glad you're feeling better, Charlie.
I'm much better. This story has cured me.
We will be
right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, we're all going to sing a song for our man here. Ready? Clear your throats. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's the big part. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sakes. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Say Merry Christmas to Santa. We're going to have autographed pictures for all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. See you tomorrow night with Carl Sagan and Tony Bennett and Garrison Keillor for Santa and the whole gang and the elves and the Muppets. Good night.
The Don and Mike Show. Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's for Jim.
You like your Pearl Jam, don't you, Charlie?
Yeah, I love the Pearl Jam. Almost as much as Hamburger James.
We're getting up to a good part of the Hamburger James story now.
Yes, we are. Come on, BM Eaters.
Do you know what BM Eaters are?
No. Yes, I do.
You're like the phone whores. Do you know what BM is?
Mm-hmm. But Mrs. Herndon said I can't say it.
Do you know what?
We can't talk about it.
Do you know what WP is?
Yes.
We can't say that either.
That's number three.
Right, Charlie.
That's what comes out when you're happy. Really happy. I'm always happy. And it's always coming out. Better came out of Hamburger James, too.
Charlie, the plane from Memphis is leaving the gates.
This is the best part.
We run like mad to get up there.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are all pounding on the glass, and Elvis runs up to the girl at the gate and says, "Stop that plane. Stop that plane.
I'm a federal officer."
She ignores him for a second or two, then she starts to get hysterical, and she screams, "I can't, I can't."
Right.
Elvis pulls out a police badge, one of the bunch that he's had over the years.
And he does the Sacramento dance.
He flashes it at her, and he says, "I'm a federal officer. I said, stop that plane."
I made a puddle.
She sees it's Elvis.
Mm.
She goes all buttery.
Buttery-like, because she knows Elvis is a big star.
And she starts whimpering, something like, "Oh, it's you, it's you, it's you. Can I have your autograph, Elvis?
I want you to give me WP.
And he yells, "Stop that plane. I'm a federal officer."
That's good.
I tell you.
Oh!
I hold that plane stop right now.
Uh-huh.
And she's looking at him sort of funny. He's looking at her mad and confused and kind of flattered. I never did understand why.
Nope.
But the plane stopped and pulled back up to the gate.
"You're in trouble now, Hamilton James."
They opened the door.
Ass play.
Business bodyguards ran down the aisles. And there in the back was old
Hamburger James. Scared silly. Scared silly. He's gonna die, Don. He's gonna die down there.
All huddled down and hiding.
All buttery like.
They dragged him right up the aisle, off the plane, and out of the airport. He was wailing and crying and trying to get away.
"Hey, Hamburger James, wanna get high?"
Some of the guys are punching him once in a while to keep him quiet.
Punch him!
I'm sure we... He thought
Kick him in the balls.
I'm sure he thought we were going to take him out to the desert.
And kick him.
And dig him a grave.
Mm-hmm.
We race back to the hotel, and Elvis's people drag Hamburger James to the elevator up to Elvis's suite. They throw him down on the couch.
A lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in them holes.
Elvis walks up, and the crowd kind of parts. Hamburger James...
Oh, man! That is cold!
Hamburger James is sobbing like crazy and scared to death.
He's gonna die.
Elvis walks up in front of him.
This is the good part.
And he leans down and picks up a big, heavy coffee table.
Listen up.
He doesn't say anything.
It scares me.
He's dead quiet.
Quiet.
I'm thinking, oh, he's gonna murder him. He's gonna smash him in the head of that table. How are we gonna talk our way out of this? But Elvis puts the table down to one side.
What say you, Hamburger James?
He walks up to Hamburger James and looks at him real cold and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Then Elvis reaches over while Hamburger James is looking straight at him, scared to death.
Oh, no!
And Elvis slaps him twice.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the movies.
Yep. Once, and then back.
A slap, and then a backhand.
Backhand.
Pow. Then pow again.
Ow!
Then the most amazing thing happened.
WP comes out.
Hamburger James got a funny look on his face and wilted like a baby.
Wow!
Cried and cried like his heart was broken.
Wah! Wah!
Said he was sorry that he stole and he'd give it all back. Elvis looked at him for a minute and then he broke down and started crying too.
You
sobbed and sobbed.
Dumbass!
He went down on his knees in front of Hamburger James and said he was sorry. He kept saying, "Why didn't you let me know you needed money?
Don!
Why didn't you let me know you wanted to go back to Memphis?
Don!
Yeah, Charlie.
He was Elvis's friend, wasn't he?
He was. They cried and cried like that for a long time. And Elvis kept telling Hamburger James he didn't have to leave. He could keep his job, but Hamburger James wanted to go. So Elvis gave him a few weeks' salary and took him back to the airport.
Elvis really loved him.
Elvis wanted to be a tough guy, but he couldn't. Really.
Sad story, in a way.
Now, you want to hear the epilogue?
All right.
That's the additional part we read every year?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. And then you can ask me what the moral of the story is.
That's the format.
And I say it every year.
Drugs were everywhere. In the latter part of his life, they started taking complete control. Elvis couldn't act or think straight anymore. He'd fall out of bed in the morning with a handful of uppers, and he'd chase it down with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to order three breakfasts because he'd get so out of it on his uppers. He'd be rattling and talking. The food would get cold.
Yeah, he was all messed up on drugs.
Halfway into the meal, I'd have to have another one sitting there ready. He'd get wired like that to give him Valium or something to take the edge off.
Ooh.
Just before he went on stage, the doctors would give him uppers. Then when he came off the stage, they'd give him something to calm him down and something else to go to sleep.
I know.
Sometimes Elvis would get so out of it during a meal, he'd be sitting there, he'd be nodding off.
The irony is chilling.
You have to watch him. Because he might get a piece of hamburger stuck in his throat.
Lodged in his esophagus.
On more than one occasion, I had to go in when he was choking in bed and reach down his throat and pull stuff out.
How'd you like that job?
Pound on his chest. And it was sad, you know. I mean, this guy's 19 years older than me and I'm holding him up.
Was he gay?
His health was practically ruined by his lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis had bad eating habits.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to get him to lose weight, but they had to be careful.
He liked to eat.
They do it indirectly.
I could eat.
Like, make sure he'd be within earshot when they'd say something like, I had a friend who lost a lot of weight eating yogurt.
Right.
So maybe later Elvis would start eating yogurt.
Right.
He'd eat those little containers of yogurt with fruit, but it didn't work.
He'd eat a bunch of them because he's fat.
Because he would eat 40 of them at a time.
He's fat and he's dead.
And he kept on doing whatever else he was doing, too. The same thing happened with the peaches. He got on a peach craze. I'd find the pits everywhere. Sometimes you just throw them on the floor.
I love peach ice cream.
You have to be about 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Got to where you take giant spools of saran wrap and wrap him to hold his stomach in, which made it almost impossible for him to breathe.
Yogurt makes my package itch. It does, Don. It's itching right now.
Many times I've seen Elvis get so out of it, he'd go in the bathroom and be sitting on the head and he'd fall forward.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go pick him up when that would happen.
When he was... Well, I almost said it.
Many times.
I almost blew it.
And that's my theory.
BM.
On Elvis and his death.
Mm-hmm.
See, that shag carpet is thick.
Mm-hmm.
Big, thick stuff.
Thick stuff, bury a man whole.
The night he fell forward, being so overweight and out of it,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't lift himself.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And he smothered in the rug.
Help me, I'm Elvis, I'm dying. I'm in the coffin, help me. I feel so much better.
I've been making about $300 a week. I hadn't saved anything.
Mm-hmm.
When Elvis died, it was over for me. I had a little car he had given me, and I went to a buddy's house, slept on the floor.
Have a car, man.
And thought of ways of killing myself.
Mm. I need yogurt.
That's the end of the Hamburger James story.
Yay!
Always Charlie,
You read the epilogue.
I always like asking you, what is the moral of the Elvis and Hamburger James story?
The moral of the Hamburger James story is,
yeah.
Don,
yeah.
Before you see WP, go to a titty bar.
Unless you pussy whip.
I love the Hamburger James story.
And I love the fact that you love the Hamburger James story.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. It was the best story ever.
And thank you for feeling better this year, Charlie.
Thank you, Don.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling so good.
What are you doing?
I'm dying.
No, you can't die. Happy holidays, Charlie.
Charlie is strong like bull. And I'll see everybody in 2003.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Bye.
Charlie.
There he goes.
Wow.
Man, Charles.
Man, he made an amazing recovery.
Charles.
He did that for you, you know.
And no, Mike. He did that for the listeners. I don't think anybody wants Charlie with AIDS before Christmas.
Charlie loves the catchphrases on the show.
Yeah.
In a world where
throwing them out.
The radio was strictly forbidden.
Like out of contact?
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Ass play.
He made it up.
One time he said, this is good smoke.
This is good smoke. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he just rattles them out. You know.
Buzz, what is your lead story?
Today, J-Lo stops to smell the little people.
Oh, really? Okay. I love J-Lo. I love hearing about J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be one of the little people that she smells. Just ahead of Buzz's news,
yes.
We have $500.
Mm. Yes.
To give away from LASIK Plus.
Mm. Serious money.
Plus, we have in our budget... We've done a pretty good job of giving away all of our money this year.
$185.
$185 left.
So we have a total cash jackpot. And really, we have to give away every dime or they take it away.
They take it away, we won't get it next year.
We're going to give away $685.
Well, that is a lovely little payday.
Wow. Now, the call 100. I'll tell you this, though. Don't be a dumbass and call if you've not listened to the entire show today.
Right.
Because today's question will have something to do with a topic discussed in the first segment of our show today.
Fascinating.
Caller 100 right now, 877-365-3636. Good luck. And everybody else, Buzz's new show is coming right up. So
stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Throw sensational!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz's new show now, brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Upgrade sex more often with Veramax. Find our health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere, or call them at 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Don't rip that card up, Rob. They just signed up for Buzz for a whole year.
Well, yeah, that's because they love him.
You're next year, though.
That's why. As do we. Call 100 right now, just ahead of Buzz's new show. That please listen to the whole show.
Amen.
Please.
It pays off.
To win this money. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. Are you on a speaker?
No, sir. I was standing in a room.
All right. Good. Good. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Roland.
Hi, Roland. Where are you from?
Reno.
All right.
Reno. All right. Okay. Good. I like that.
There you go. And that's the Buzz in Reno, right?
That's correct.
That's the radio station. Now, you have the chance here to win $500 from LASIK Plus. Contact lenses around. LASIK Plus is in. 1-800-LASIK-PLUS. Plus, we got $185.
So your jackpot.
Your nut is $685.
Awesome.
I hope he gets his nut.
That's a big nut. Did you listen to the whole show today?
Yes, sir.
Who was our newsmaker of the week?
Newsmaker of the week was, Santa Claus.
Douchebag.
Douchebag. Hey, I'm at work. I listen with the earbuds in, you know. I got
to
work,
too. That's why, please, have listened to the whole show.
Yeah.
Please. Well, now, I can't use that question. Someone else gives the money. Happy holidays. BM eater. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We punish our losers.
Am I caller 101?
Yes, you are, but you don't get the same easy question.
Okay.
Have you listened to the whole show?
Every minute.
When I was discussing Aunt Lola, I let something go.
Oh, yeah.
That something else happened. What else happened?
Well, she cupped your package.
Hey, bingo. Winner, winner, winner.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a winner. How you doing? And listen, what is your name, my friend?
My name is Dave.
And Dave, where are you from?
Vermont.
Vermont?
Burlington.
Burlington, Vermont.
Your radio station is? Come on, give them a plug.
WXZO, The Zone.
And what is that? FM what?
FM 96.7, and it's also 960 AM WEAV.
Hey, way to go, sir. You did a good job with your plug.
You won every dime we have to give away in our budget this year, $685. Thank you, my friend.
I am so honored. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Same to you. Have a great holiday. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you for really listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's a good one.
Santa Claus?
He was guessing.
Yeah. Santa Claus?
I mean, he was close. Santa Claus? No, it was Rudolph. Yeah. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, who really was a dog. Now here's Buzz. Oh, and J-Lo. Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike. J-Lo says she started being much nicer to people, and Philadelphia may get some of the credit. Jennifer Lopez says up till now she's been unaware of her surroundings, that she might even walk right by her best friend without noticing. Now she says she even notices strangers. Quoting her, when I was staying in Philadelphia, I spoke to the maids and other people who work in the hotel, the service people I normally zoom by.
Well, she's probably just trying to drum up some business for that awful movie of hers. But yeah. Boy, is she just a piece of ass.
But with the Affleck factor, those two are just very celebrity out of touch.
The BAF.
They're reading the press. Yes.
And, you know, and yeah, the BAF does, you know, much like the BBF, the Billy Bob factor, the Ben Affleck factor does factor in to the overall appraisal of Jennifer Lopez.
Just do now.
But still, if you want to see her, I maintain, you want to see her at her absolute hottest. Rent the movie Out of Sight with George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She looks so fine in that movie. Yeah,
she's dead sexy.
Dead sexy.
J-Lo got back. Hollywood stars are not so fond of the president or his plans to attack Iraq.
Nice Bush.
And now MASH co-star Mike Farrell and movie actress Angelica Houston are releasing a letter asking the president to stop the saber rattling. The letter is signed by 100 celebrities, including...
Now, hold on, they're not celebrities. Neither one of them is a celebrity.
Not anymore.
Well, some of the other people on the list are...
Who? Like who, Buzz?
Kim Basinger. Matt Damon, Lawrence Fishburne, Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman, Samuel L. Jackson, Jessica Lange, and Martin Sheen. Other Hollywood names on the list, Helen Hunt, Olympia Dukakis, Susan Sarandon, Jonathan Demme, Gillian Anderson, David Duchovny, Bradley Whitford, Lily Tomlin, Marg Helgenberger.
Much as some of those people are among my favorite entertainers, including Sam Jackson, Helen Hunt, Marg Helgenberger.
Right.
You know what? They should strap all of them to the first bombs that we shoot at Iraq. Shut the F up. Make your movies and make your TV shows. Shut the F up.
Don Cheadle, Elliot Gould, Carl Reiner, Michael Stipe, and Bonnie Raitt, also on the letter.
Bonnie Raitt,
yeah.
Strap her on the first one. That old cow. That old irrelevant cow.
You hawk. You hawk, you?
Yeah. Hey, amen. She's not a cow. She's a hawk.
She's a hawk. No, you're a hawk.
With her talons.
You're a hawk. Yeah, there's a hawk and there are doves.
Hawks and doves.
Doves on that list? You're a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
What say you, Don Geronimo?
Kill them, Mike. Kill them all. Let God sort them out.
And you don't take any real political stance. You just want to see some death and destruction.
Well, you know, it's just, I don't give a crap what Helen Hunt thinks if we're going to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, BFD, why don't you work on making a good movie? You know the last movie you made?
Make a good war movie.
You tired old bitch who I've stood up for years when so many people have told me I'm wrong to say you're hot. Do you really think that movie with Mel Gibson where he reads your mind is any good? You dumb bitch.
Oh, you
were good in the Jack Nicholson movie. That's it.
Never thought I'd hear this.
That's it.
What about Twister?
You know who's the star in that movie? The cow that goes flying by the car when she's spotting the tornadoes.
That's it. She did it. She turned you.
Helen, I love you, but stay the F out of politics. And Sam Jackson. Now, listen, Sam, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Sam I am. I've never missed a Sam Jackson movie.
Right.
I even went to the last one you put out where you're wearing the kilt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the only white man in America that went to see that movie because I'm a Sam Jackson fan.
Right.
But stay the F out of politics. All of you. And Bonnie Raitt. Ugh. Talk about Stinky Poon.
Ugh. Don.
Mike.
Peace.
And love. He's in love.
Jermaine Jackson says we should cut some slack for his brother Michael. Jermaine tells CNN's Connie Chung that Michael meant no harm when he dangled his baby out a fourth floor window. Jermaine says his brother was just caught up in the excitement of all the cheering fans on the street below.
Caught up in the excitement.
Quoting him, you judge a person by their intentions. He's a wonderful father. He's great to our kids, my kids.
And my bloated hand.
Jermaine says the media took the incident out of context by not showing the cheering crowd.
I've had so much plastic surgery, I'm going to die. Shimon.
But there's also this great quote from Cher. She tells Entertainment Tonight, I don't have a nice thing to say about Michael. Yeah, he and I were friends when he was little. I watched him grow up. But, you know, you dangle a baby over a balcony, and that's it for me.
Oh, well, we totally missed this on Monday.
Right.
Somebody told me that there was another dumb music award show that was live Monday night on Fox.
Billboard, I think.
The same night, yes, it was Billboard Buzz. Same night that John Madden said that Ricky Williams was running through the a-hole. Cher dropped the F-bomb during this award ceremony.
Way to go, Cher.
And I guess Fox didn't have a delay. Of all the networks that you think would have a delay, you would think it would be built into Fox.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we missed it. And if anybody's got a tape, it'd be good for our files.
She said F me.
I don't know in what context she used the word, Mike.
F me now.
It was just I just heard she dropped the F bomb.
F me now.
Actor Richard Gere may have spent too much time with the Dalai Lama. Gere's just won the Plain English Campaign's annual Foot and Mouth Award for speaking gobbledygook. Earlier this year, a reporter for the London Guardian newspaper asked Gere if he was bothered by the rumors about him being gay.
Oh, that whole hamster thing.
Yeah, his answer. Here's his answer. I know who I am. No one else knows who I am. If I was a giraffe and somebody said I was a snake, I'd think, no, actually, I'm a giraffe.
Well, it's not telling Bush not to bomb Iraq, though.
he probably is on that list, too.
Clears that up.
Yeah, he probably is.
His politics.
Troubled boxer Mike Tyson has just lost three more friends.
Shower much.
Why not?
You go to things you see in the prison. You see
like
guys,
what?
Guys wrecked him.
His crumbling financial outlook has forced him to sell some of his cars and his real estate, and now it's forced him to sell his three Bengal tigers.
And that would be, who's he selling? Corey Dillon, John Kitna,
there you go.
And Takeo Spikes. Who would thought, and Neil Richter. Who would thought that I could name four members, Michael Westbrook, five members of your Cincinnati
Bengals. Five Bengals.
Peter Warwick.
Six Bengals.
Six Bengals.
Can you do seven? Come on now. Give us seven Bengals.
For Christmas?
The coach is Dick LeBeau.
That counts. I'm giving you seven Bengals. We'll
do it. Susanna Hoffs.
Wrong Bengals.
Oh, that's a Bengals.
That's a Bengals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tyson's tiger triplets were taken to a wildlife preserve in Colorado after Tyson let his license to keep them expire. Tyson's next payday is February 22nd when he faces Clifford the Black Rhino Etienne.
I've got to give my tigers away.
He's also expected to get a rematch against Lennox Lewis.
Hello there, I'm the Black Rhino.
Oh, my God.
Hello there, Mike.
Oh, dear.
Mike Tyson, not Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, I'm going to blow up your head.
If you two, you love me, faggots.
Come on now, faggot. You can't last 2 minutes in my world.
Buzz, hold on, please. Right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Home of Charlie the Clown Guy, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you see, you made the right decision with Charlie.
Look, absolutely.
Yeah. Wendell Hall came in the studio and said, thanks for not killing Charlie.
And I said, thank Don, because he kept Charlie alive there, you know.
Mike really wanted to kill Charlie.
I didn't want to kill him. I wanted to have him just dying for a long time. But he'll be back better than ever.
Oh, good.
Now, once again, here is Buzz Ballure.
Hi, Don and Mike. You cannot make an omelet without breaking some eggs, and you can't have a channel called Animal Planet without losing some animals. Dateline, a rooftop in Manhattan, where a producer was being interviewed by the crew from the Animal Planet show Dog Days.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, the producer's two-year-old Staffordshire Terriers leapt off the six-story building. One of the dogs didn't survive.
Oh, boy.
The other broke all four of its legs. After $20,000 worth of surgery, that dog is going to be okay. The TV guys wanted
that dog's owner should be. I mean, 20 grand?
Yeah.
20 grand to fix a dog?
But it was the TV guys who wanted the dogs frolicking behind the producer as he was being interviewed on this rooftop. The dog's owner says he does share in the blame. He says he doesn't think the recent layoffs at Dog Days have anything to do with the incident.
God, something about Mary.
But 20 grand, though?
Yeah, 20 grand.
A dog?
For four legs, four broken legs on a dog.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dig a hole. Really?
Make it
just
wild.
Five grand a leg? You got to break it down.
Wow.
Elton John loves the baubles, and he has a new one. A $1,200 diamond ring.
Oh, my.
But he only shows it to people he doesn't like.
It's a ring for his...
No, it's a ring for his finger.
Oh, it is.
Well, he only shows it to people he doesn't like.
Noodle ring.
The ring features two words, F-U.
In diamonds?
Yeah.
Wow. The real F word?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, good for him.
Got to give him a nod.
Hey, Ralph, real fast before the break, did you find the tape of Elton John farting?
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
It is a classic, ladies and gentlemen.
It was from some behind the... it wasn't behind the music. It was the Elton John...
Documentary
that he did where he followed himself around with a camera.
Right.
And he listened very carefully. The tape is 17 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
15 seconds into it, Elton John farts. Listen.
It's hard to start loving yourself, all this bit about you've got to love yourself, you've got to love yourself, you are.
You
got to
listen. Carefully.
I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's 43 years' behavior. It's not going to change overnight. It's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Right when,
he
says 5 years, he farts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're not sweetening that.
No.
That's really right off the TV.
It's hard to... to start loving yourself, all this bit about you've got to love yourself, you've got to love yourself, you are, you know, I know that, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's
here it comes.
It's behavior, it's not going to change overnight, it's certainly not going to happen in 5 years. If it did, it would be miraculous.
I still laugh, that's a great tape.
Great Elton John tape.
In sports, the future of Redskins quarterback Shane Matthews, still a mystery. Word is he'll be let go, and the Skins are hoping first-round draft choice Patrick Ramsey will be ready for next season. He will start the rest of this season, backed up by Matthews.
Yeah, good luck Sunday.
And the Philadelphia 76ers are 10-0 at home, and they hope to continue that trend tonight as they host Seattle. Finally, science marches on in the search for the perfect bra. In recent months, the U.S. government has issued patents on all kinds of new bras, including a new inflatable bra, a bra that releases with just the flick of a wrist.
This little girl had knockers!
A multi-layered bra for better, for better ventilation.
Yeah, I love those boobs breathe.
Mm-hmm. A bra that can be removed without taking off your blouse.
You know where you don't see a bra? Is at a titty bar.
Even an electromagnetic bra designed to give an extra lift. And patents are pending for dozens of others, including one that automatically expresses milk from a nursing mother's breast.
Yee.
Who's turned on?
There he is. That's for you, Don. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. No!
Yeah, don't everybody run out of here at once.
No!
Thank you for another great year, everybody. All you BM eaters out there, thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen to the show.
Check your local newspapers. They might be putting some announcements in there.
And we will see you guys January 2nd. Mm-hmm. We'll be back. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Have a great, great holiday. A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Hey, you.
Yeah?
You big lug.
Yeah.
Can you?
You know what? Maybe for 2 or 3 days? Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah, okay.
I'll call you.
No, you call
I bet
me.
You can.
You call
I bet
me.
You can.
Yeah, watch
I'll
me.
Make sure you don't.
Watch me.
BM Eaters.
Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.